It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Today, it is game number 6 out of 6 of this six-game set between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Mets and Phillies, High A affiliates. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz, and the Cyclones coming into play today, trying to rebound from what was a tough performance here back on Saturday night. If you were with us, you know that Brooklyn really didn't have a lot of offense to write home about. The Cyclones were one hit on Saturday against Jersey Shore by a final score of 8-0. It was a day where the Blue Claws really dominated from start to finish. The only hit, a Mateo Gil single in the seventh inning, as George Clausen for Jersey Shore was spectacular, essentially unhittable from a Blue Claws perspective. And now Brooklyn will try to end this homestand in the win column before they hit the road and take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds come next week. There is one roster move to tell you about this afternoon for the Cyclones, and it is a roster move that heavily impacts today's game because Douglas Orellana was officially reinstated from the 7-day IL earlier today, and he will make the start this afternoon for the Cyclones. He's only expected to throw about 20 pitches or so. And then Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty, to piggyback off of him. It was De La Cruz who was initially supposed to be Brooklyn's scheduled starter on this Sunday matinee. But with Orellana back, it will indeed be Orellana to get it started. And then De La Cruz will take things from there. But for Douglas, this will be his first start since back on May the 31st, which coincidentally also happened to be against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws when he tossed 2 1/3 innings. It was the first time that he had given up numerous runs in a game since going back to April 18th, which coincidentally was also against Jersey Shore. But Orellana, someone who has enjoyed a real nice season here for the Cyclones, had a stretch from April 24th to May 24th, about a month, exactly a month, when he was kind of unhittable. 0.70 ERA in 25 innings and change. Again, not the case last time you saw him on the final day of May against the Blue Claws, but this is someone who, when he is on and has his stuff, has shown time and time again that he can certainly put Brooklyn in a spot to be able to go out there and grab a victory. And Justin, for this Cyclone squad, it has to be a positive knowing that you get Orellana back, even on a pitch count, what he's expected to be on today, only about 20 pitches or so, encouraging nonetheless.
Not only is it encouraging to have Orellana back, especially with the second half now in full swing, but also helps out Felipe De La Cruz a little bit. Expected to piggyback off of Orellana tonight. He was the original scheduled starter when we signed off the broadcast last night. So Felipe will have some cushioning when he comes into the ball game. And Dan McKinney also said, very rare for a Sunday, but pretty much a full bullpen at his and Gilbert Gomez's disposal. And big thanks to Joelmy Ramirez, who went 4 2/3 to close out the ball game last night in relief.
Yeah, well, this Brooklyn squad would love to end the homestand with a victory. It's actually the first time since the middle of August last year that Brooklyn will not earn at least a split of a full six-game homestand. This Cyclone squad that has been just superb at home all season. They will lose this series, though. With a win today, Brooklyn will take 2 out of the 6 games. Jersey Shore trying to put really the exclamation point on what's been a great week for them, particularly from a pitching standpoint. And it is yet another talented arm for the Blue Claws who will take the ball today. A southpaw left-hander in Braden Fosnot, making his 12th start of the season, a 3.53 ERA. He's also got a 6-1 record as well. Obviously, wins not as valued in today's game, but anytime you're 6-1, you certainly have a good thing going. So Fosnot will try to keep that trend moving in the right direction for a Blue Claws pitching staff that has been spectacular. You mentioned Felipe De La Cruz, Justin. Been a couple rough outings for Felipe in the month of June. The ERA is at an even 10 across 9 June innings, and that after a month of May where he had a sub-2.5 ERA. So De La Cruz, an opportunity to get things going back in the right direction, and obviously Orellana will start. De La Cruz expected to follow two very talented arms in their own right, trying to give Brooklyn a victory here to wrap up the homestand against the Blue Claws. Brooklyn is still in search of its first second half win, for what it's worth. Ever since we went back to no wins, no losses on Friday, Brooklyn has dropped both games, Friday and Saturday. So trying to grab that first win of half number two. An 0-2 start. Jersey Shore, obviously, on the flip side, has not lost yet since we've turned the page over to the second half. All right, we'll step aside here on the Cyclones Radio Network when we come back. Give you a look at this afternoon's starting lineups on a gorgeous Sunday from Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. It's Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. We'll be back after a break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
We welcome you back out to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. On this Sunday, Gilbert Gomez, Greg Brodzinski, respective managers for Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, exchanging those opening lineup cards. Jersey Shore second in the league in the month of June in batting average. We told you earlier how good the pitching has been for the Blue Claws, but the hitting has been right there with them pretty much every step of the way. And again, for a squad that fell just short of capturing the North Division first half crown, they are off to an outstanding start in half number two. Here's the nine that Greg Brodzinski will go with to wrap up the series this afternoon. Again, Jersey Shore trying to make it 5-6 in what would be a statement series for the Blue Claws to go on the road against one of their closest geographical rivals and take 5-6. And here is the nine trying to do that today for the Blue Claws. A little bit of a late lineup change for Jersey Shore. Justin Crawford will lead off and DH. Eric Brito, the second baseman, in the two spot. Aiden Miller at short will bat third. Then Leandro Pineda, who was initially on the bench, but Henry Mendez a late scratch. So Pineda takes his spot and plays right field. Felix Reyes, a three-hit, four-ribby day yesterday. He's the first baseman hitting fifth. Amarian Boyd out in center, bat sixth, followed by Troy Streffler, who plays left field, and bats seventh. Zach Arnold at the hot corner, he bats eighth, and then Ryan Leach making his second start of the series as Jersey Shore's catcher. He hits ninth. Starting pitcher this afternoon for the Phillies affiliate, it is the left-hander Braden Fosnot. Numbers on the season for Fosnot are, well, really good. That 6-1 record. This will be his 12th start. 3.53 ERA, 58 and two-thirds innings. Not a huge strikeout guy, 55 strikeouts and 19 walks. Now for the Cyclones, their lineup pieced together, of course, by none other than Gilbert Gomez. Brooklyn 0-2 so far in half number two. Two games back of the tied four division-leading Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Greensboro, who captured the first half ground, they're also off to a great start, 2-0 thus far in half number two. And Greensboro and Jersey Shore will play each other next week in Lakewood as the Blue Claws attempt to give a little bit of a revenge. But I digress. Here's the Brooklyn lineup on this Sunday. Nick Morabito, Chris Suero, Nick LaRusso, all had the day off yesterday. They are all back in the lineup today, and they hit 1, 2, and 3, respectively. Morabito in center, Suero catching, and LaRusso at first base. Then Stanley Consuegra out in right. He cleans up. Wilfredo Lara playing shortstop today. He's the 5 batter. Jeffrey De Los Santos, the designated hitter, hits 6th, followed by William Lugo at the hot corner, batting 7th. Mateo Gil, he was the lone Cyclone who could say he had a base hit yesterday. Mateo right back in there this afternoon playing second base and batting 8th. And then Kellum Clark, who's had a rough go this series. Clark in left field hitting 9th. Starting pitcher this afternoon for Brooklyn, although not expected to go for very long, Douglas Orellana makes his return from the 7-day IL. Numbers on the season for Orellana, he's pitched in 10 games. Only 6 of them have been starts, but the ERA spectacular. 1.49, 0-1 record, 36 and a third innings, 47 strikeouts to 16 walks. And maybe one of the most impressive things about Orellana's season to date is that he has only surrendered one home run. Douglas has done a spectacular job in keeping the ball in the ballpark, and we'll see if he keeps that up here today against Jersey Shore. And then following Douglas Orellana, Felipe De La Cruz expected to piggyback after Orellana. Of course, De La Cruz, who was Brooklyn's initially scheduled starter, but not the case as Orellana makes his return. We'll give you Felipe's numbers as well. 12 games, all of them starts. ERA just a hair over 4 at 4.01. 3-5 record, 59 strikeouts to 21 walks in 49 innings and change. De La Cruz, who of course took the no decision against Jersey Shore back on Tuesday, gave up 2 runs over 4 1/3. One more time quickly for each squad. Crawford, Brito, Miller, Pineda, Reyes, Boyd, Streffler, Arnold, and Leach, with Fosnot doing the pitching for Jersey Shore. And then for the Cyclones, Morabito, Suero, LaRusso, Consuegra, Lara, De Los Santos, Lugo, Gil, and Clark, with Douglas Orellana on the bump. All right, we're ready to tie a bow on this 6-game set. It is Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, and we will have every pitch for you live after a short break on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
there's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight, inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Couple of great national anthem renditions today. United States of America and Israel, as well as part of Jewish Heritage Day at the ballpark, alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Glad to have him back today after celebrating his sister's high school graduation yesterday. Justin Rock with you alongside him on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. King Henry helping lead our manager of the day off the field and back on the bump today for Brooklyn for the first time since the final day of May. It is the right-hander, Douglas Orellana. Great to see Douglas back on the bump. Dealt with a little bit of a shoulder issue for a couple of games, but now back in the fold for Brooklyn here this afternoon. Orellana making his 11th appearance and 7th start of the 2024 season, an 0-1 record, but a 1.49 ERA. 25 hits allowed, 36 and a third innings, 16 walks, and 47 strikeouts. 6-1 right-hander, 226 pounds, 22 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Take a look at the numbers from Orellana. Last pitched on May the 31st, as Johnny said pregame. That was on the road against Jersey Shore. Was limited to just 2 1/3 innings, 41 pitches. Gave up a season-high tying 3 runs to earn. But Orellana looking to bounce back here this afternoon, and no better day to do that. And on this gorgeous Sunday, Felipe De La Cruz expected to piggyback off of him here today. Orellana projected to go about roughly one inning, right around 20 pitchers or so here today. So Orellana is ready. Crawford is ready. And our first pitch of the ballgame is a breaking ball taken at the letters for a strike. And we are underway at 2:04 Eastern time. Crawford 1-for-5 yesterday. Singled on the first pitch of the game. Scored a run, the 0-1. Way high with a fastball. All the way to the backstop at 92. And the count of ball and a strike. Justin coming into play today, hitting at 288. Four homers, 30 RBIs, the 1-1. And a fastball up and away. Two balls and one strike. Crawford, he's had a tough series. He's just 2-for-19 at the plate. The 2-1. And a breaking ball in the air, left center field. This one could be trouble. Back into his left on the move. Sliding is Clark. Can't make the catch, and Kellum is down on the turf. Crawford round second on his way to third. Relay throw there by Lara, not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Justin Crawford, but Joe Perillo up onto the top step of the far end of the Brooklyn first base dugout, but will stay in there as Clark back up on his feet and run a long way back into his left to try and catch that baseball.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those circumstances where he was probably staying on the ground to make sure it didn't get in the way of Morabito throwing that ball in towards third base. But Clark did come in on that a little awkwardly regardless.
So the third triple of the year for Crawford. And just like that, Jersey Shore has a runner at third and nobody out. Infield is in. And Eric Brito takes way high for ball one.
And that's got to feel good for Crawford, who, as you alluded to, Justin, is yet to really find his footing in this series, that speed on full display.
Righty deals. And that pitch high 2-0. But this is a tricky ballpark for left-handed hitters to hit in. Something that's been talked about by us all year long and by broadcasters long before Johnny and I arrived here on Coney Island. More of a righty hitter's park than a lefty hitter's park. As Brito fouls the curveball behind the plate, 2-1. Brito came on for William Bergoya in the second inning yesterday. Didn't see what really unfolded with Bergoya in the early innings, but he's not in the lineup again today. 2-1, up and in with a fastball at 92. Three balls and a strike. Orellana's missed up a bunch here to start. Brito 2-for-4 off the bench yesterday, did score a run. Here comes the 3-1. High ball four. You wonder if maybe Orellana's mechanics maybe a little bit rusty after going almost a month without throwing a pitch in a live game. Well, the Blue Claws have him cornered, two batters into the afternoon. Jersey Shore hung a crooked number on the board in the first inning yesterday and had five runs through the first three innings, scored at least one in each of the first three frames, and at least one in four of the first five. So now it's the shortstop, Aiden Miller. And the first pitch he sees is fouled off the catcher, 0-1. Miller 1-for-3 yesterday, a couple of walks, a couple of runs scored. Playing in his 11th high A game, 7-for-34, a homer, 4 RBIs. 20-year-old infielder. The 0-1, and a breaking ball high. One ball and one strike. Defensively behind Orellana this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Kellum Clark, Nick Morabito, and Stanley Consuegra. Throw back to first, and Brito able to dive back safely. A little bit of a low throw, but LaRusso able to handle it. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Wilfredo Lara, Mateo Gill, and Nick LaRusso with Chris Suero, the catcher behind the plate. Throw back to first, and again a dive back from Brito. But Orellana, you look at pitchers in the South Atlantic League this year with 36 or more innings of work. Orellana has the lowest ERA at 1.49. That's also the lowest among pitchers at the high A level. Runner goes, the 1-1 up and in. Throw down to second by Suero on a bounce and late. Crawford stays put at third. It's a stolen bag for Eric Brito. That's his 13th. And Jersey Shore with second and third and nobody out. And a 2-1 count on Aiden Miller. An inauspicious start for the Cyclones on this Sunday. The righty's 2-1 pitch, and Miller takes high, another fastball. Three balls and a strike. And De La Cruz throwing down the right field line. We mentioned Orellana only expected to throw about 20 pitches. I don't know if he's going to go much longer than the next batter. This will be his 14th, 3-1. And there's a strike at the letters in the count, full 3-2. Leandro Pineda, who is a late add to the lineup today for Jersey Shore, waiting on deck when Henry Mendez was scratched about an hour before first pitch. The payoff delivery, and he struck him out looking. Great job by Orellana, battling back from behind in the count 3-1. Froze Miller on a breaking ball, and there's his first strikeout back. One away in the top of the first. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. So somewhat what we anticipated with that pitch count hovering near 20, his first outing back off the IL with Orellana at 15 pitches. Gilbert Gomez does not want to see him eclipse that 20-pitch plateau. And so the man who was originally scheduled to start this afternoon, Felipe De La Cruz, appears ready to come on. Second and third, one out here in the top of the first inning. Already have our first pitching change. No score on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
So Gilbert Gomez does indeed make the switch. Felipe De La Cruz on as Douglas Orellana goes triple walk strikeout against the three batters he faces, second and third, one away, Justin.
So now Felipe coming out of the bullpen for the first time as a Cyclone. And his first pitch to Leandro Pineda is outside and low, 1-0. De La Cruz made his first 15 appearances with Brooklyn between last year and this as a starter, but piggybacking off of his teammate Orellana today. 1-0 to the lefty, and Pineda swings and misses, ball in the dirt, gets behind Suero. Crawford thought about making a beat towards the plate, but holds on. And it's even, a ball and a strike. Felipe standing at 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, 23 years old, from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. 3-5 record of 4.01 ERA, 49 hits and 49 in the third innings, 21 walks, 59 strikeouts. Infield in for Brooklyn. The 1-1, and Pineda goes fishing for a slider again. Comes up empty, 1-2.
Yeah, if Felipe can dance his way out of this, this would be really impressive. Obviously a situation that he has not been accustomed to at any point during his time in Brooklyn. Inheriting base runners, only one gone. Little bit of a unique circumstance for him.
First time he's come out of the bullpen since last year with single-A St. Lucie. Only did it two times out of his 21 appearances down there. Crawford at third, Brito at second with one out. And 1-2 the count on Leandro Pineda. And time called at home plate by Suero, who will run out to the mound and talk with the left-hander.
I'll be honest, I was surprised to see Crawford not book it for the plate a couple of pitches ago with the speed he possesses, the ball that got by Suero. But Jersey Shore recognizing the situation. Two on, only one out, no need to try to force things.
You couple that with the fact maybe Crawford didn't get a great initial read on that ball, hesitated a little bit, and decided better not to risk it and try and turn on the Jets last second. But Pineda hitting .292, 7 homers, 42 RBIs, drove in a run yesterday, was on base twice, a single and a walk. Big 1-2 pitch coming from Felipe. Here it is. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a changeup that time, down and in. And after the first pitch out of the zone, three straight strikes to dispose Pineda. And a huge out number two, as now Brooklyn can move the infield back, albeit for a red-hot Felix Reyes. Reyes drove in half of Jersey Shore's runs yesterday, had 4 RBI, was 3-for-3 with a double. Drove in a run in the first inning yesterday, and he takes inside and low for ball one. Reyes hitting at .228, 3 homers, 22 RBIs, but 5-for-14 in this series with 7 runs batted in. Here comes the 1-0, and Reyes rifles it down the right field line, a foul ball. And the count even, a ball and a strike. So 1-1 now. On the righty, swinging Reyes. The lefty offers. And Felix takes down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Davion Fry. Stone Garver on the base paths this afternoon. Second and third, 2 out. No score. The 2-1 pitch. And a great changeup again from Felipe. Had Reyes whale out in front. And now De La Cruz is a strike away from getting out of trouble. Amari and Boyd out of 2-run triple. He's on deck. De La Cruz looking to make one more key pitch here. LaRusso off the line at first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Foul tipped the high fastball at 96. And De La Cruz comes on. Second and third, one out. Strikes out Pineda. Strikes out Reyes. And picks up his teammate Douglas Orellana in the process. No runs. One hit. Two men left at the end of half an inning. It's Jersey Shore nothing and Brooklyn coming to bat on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Braden Fosnot had a long wait before the bottom of the first inning, but he's ready to make his lone start this week. The southpaw standing at 6'3", 236 pounds, 24 years old from Danville, Pennsylvania, meaning to make his 12th start of the year. 6-1 record, tied for the league lead in wins. A 3.53 ERA, 50 hits, 58 and two-thirds innings, 19 walks, 55 strikeouts. Nick Morabito will lead off against him here in the bottom half of the first. Nick had off yesterday and takes the first pitch inside, 1-0.
You know this Brooklyn lineup, Justin, is going to be raring to go. Only the one hit yesterday. Expect a lot of aggressive approaches.
Morabito was 2-for-5 on Friday. And he takes up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Morabito hitting .287 with Brooklyn. That in 35 games, two homers, six RBIs. The wind, the 2-0. And Morabito clocks one in the air to center, sending Boyd back into his left. But he's got it squared away. And over the shoulder makes the grab for the first out of the first inning. So Morabito gives it a ride, hits it hard, but nothing to show for it. And that'll bring up Chris Suero. Another player for Brooklyn who had off yesterday. Suero, 1-for-4 with a walk on Friday. Hitting at .227 in 33 games with the Cyclones. First pitch to Chris is a changeup high, 1-0. Suero, four homers, 20 RBIs. Defensively behind Fasnacht this afternoon. First the 1-0. And Suero fouls it straight back, 1-1. Left to right in the outfield, Troy Schreffler, Marion Boyd, and Leandro Pineda. Third to first around the infield, Zach Arnold, Aiden Miller, Eric Brito, and Felix Reyes, with Ryan Leach, the catcher, behind the plate. The 1-1 taken low. Another changeup from Fasnacht, two balls and a strike. Fasnacht, undrafted free agent signee out of Westchester University in Eastern Pennsylvania back in August of 2022, the 2-1. Inside and low, three balls and a strike. Entering play today, tied for the league lead in wins. Seventh in ERA, ninth in whip. No decision his last start against Wilmington last Sunday. A step back, the 3-1. And Suero takes a called strike two. 89 on the inside corner. But Fasnacht, 5 2/3 innings, one run, five hits against the Blue Rocks last weekend. A walk and three strikeouts. I see King Henry's already made a wardrobe change. This afternoon was on the field with a Cyclones jersey this afternoon. Now he's got his blue suit on. The payoff pitch, inside corner, strike three called, and Suero thought he had ball four. Flipped the bat aside, was starting to take off his elbow guard, but rung up by the home plate umpire, Davion Fry. And Fasnacht has his first strikeout.
A second straight pitch that Suero thought he had ball four.
So that brings up Nick LaRusso. Also had off yesterday. The top three guys in Brooklyn's lineup did not play yesterday. That certainly played into the fact that Brooklyn almost no hit last night. As LaRusso takes inside, 1-0. Lefty deals, and LaRusso a towering fly ball to left. Back goes Schreffler to the warning track. Oh, at the wall, he looks up, and it's gone. Well, this is Braden Fasnacht's third start against Brooklyn this year, and he's given up at least one homer in all three, making an even 10 for Nick LaRusso, and Brooklyn strikes first. They've got a 1-0 lead.
Just enough from Mr. LaRusso to clear the fence. Nick continuing just an outstanding campaign so far.
103.3 off the bat, 371 feet, a 46-degree launch angle on that fly ball down the line. That might have hit a bird flying overhead. Stanley Consuegra takes inside, 1-0. Well, LaRusso is team-leading 10th homer, his 36th RBI. And after Brooklyn escapes a second and third jam in the first, they get a run of their own in the home half as Consuegra takes inside for ball two. Stanley hitting at .227, seven homers, 31 batted in. A 2-0 pitch, and Consuegra gets jammed. Hits it on the ground to short. Miller in it to his left, jump throw to first in time to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the skyscraping home run from Nick LaRusso. We're through one on this Sunday afternoon, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning, Felipe De La Cruz spotted it to a 1-0 lead before his first full inning on the mound. Fans, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Boyd, Schreffler, Arnold. Three righty batters against the lefty here in the top of the second inning. Marion Boyd will lead things off, and the first pitch to the righty hitter is a knee-high fastball at 96, 0-1. Boyd hitting at 220, a homer, 19 RBIs. Only hit yesterday a two-run triple in the third, the 0-1. Inside and low. One ball and one strike. Boyd 4 for 14 in this series. And 15 for his last 50. It's a 300 average. Is that high? Two balls and a strike. Boyd, former 11th round pick of the Phillies in 2022 out of South Panola High School in Batesville, Mississippi. Is that up and away? Three balls and a strike to Boyd. Even though he was an 11th round pick, was given the second highest signing bonus by the Phillies in 2022. As Boyd takes up and away ball four. And so after a first pitch strike, four consecutive out of the zone. And the speedster aboard to start the second inning. The only man in the 2022 draft class for Philadelphia that got a higher signing bonus is the man at the leadoff spot today, Justin Crawford, who is their first-round pick. Some of the Phillies have highly regarded since he was an amateur. And now a threat to run at first base. First pitch to Troy Schreffler. And he's tied up with the off-speed down. No balls and a strike. Boyd last year, second in the Florida State League with 56 stolen bags. 0-1 on Schreffler. De La Cruz from the stretch. Now the pitch inside with a slider. And the count 1-1.
Yeah, there was 56 last year and only 91 games. Not quite the same rate this season, but can always go.
Throw two firsts. And Boyd dives back safely. He's been caught stealing once this week. Schreffler 1-for-3 yesterday, had a double. Actually, rather, that was on Friday. And off yesterday. Hitting a 221 on the year. Three homers, 14 batted in. A 1-1. And a foul ball off the catcher. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn wearing the home whites today. Cyclones in red across the chest. Red numerals front and back with a gold and black border. White pants for Felipe. All the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. White cleats buried into the stadium mound. A look over at first. Now the 1-2. And Schreffler taps it to the left. Another foul ball. It stays a ball and two strikes. Navy cap, navy bill for Brooklyn this afternoon. The old English white B on the front. And the red interlocking C alongside it. A long pause, the 1-2. And Schreffler takes down and in a slider. And it's even two balls and two strikes. Great crowd on hand on this Sunday. Been great crowds all week. here on Coney Island, 2,000 plus seemingly every night. The 2-2. And Schreffler, another foul ball to the left. This is a Jersey Shore team that does not strike out very often. Had more walks offensively yesterday than they had strikeouts. Brooklyn only punched out two hitters over the nine innings. De La Cruz had two in the first inning alone today. Roback to first, and again, Boyd retreats. De La Cruz on Tuesday, no decision. And four and a third, gave up a couple of runs on three hits. Two-two. And Schreffler fouls it to the padded wall behind home. So a good lengthy battle from Schreffler. Next pitch will be number eight in this at-bat. Hazy skies, though, here on Coney Island today. Mix of blue sky and some very thin clouds way up in the stratosphere. Runner goes, the 2-2 is pulled deep down the left field line, but foul. And this at-bat will see nine pitches at least. Schreffler, 300-plus foot foul ball. Right now here in Brooklyn, specifically here on Coney Island, 88 degrees. Much cooler in the shade, though. 2-2. Schreffler taps one high in the air, third base side. Cutting in front of the shortstop is Lugo, the third baseman. And his low throw able to be corralled by LaRusso for the first out. Lara and Lugo both have played a lot of shortstop this year. And Lugo and Lara both went after that baseball. Lugo narrowly avoiding a collision there. No chance to get Boyd. Brooklyn thankfully able to get the first out of the inning as Zach Arnold digs in.
That was the first time anybody put a ball in play against Felipe. His first three batters, strikeout, strikeout, walk.
So the righty batter, runner breaks for third. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Suero off the glove of the third baseman, Lugo. And thankfully it did go off of his glove. Slowed it down, and Lara able to back up and prevent Boyd from popping up and scoring the tying run. So the count 0-1 on Arnold, but Boyd is 14th stolen bag. And the Blue Claws have the tying run 90 feet away. Arnold hitting at 203, 28 for 138, two homers and 20 RBIs. The lefty's 0-1, and Arnold pulls it foul up the third baseline. And the count 0-2.
With Boyd's speed, you'd figure he might be going anything on the ground. Particularly down by one, Jersey Shore going to try to play this rather aggressively, you would think.
At the letters is Felipe, the 0-2. Ooh, good spot. Suero trying to frame it. Maybe a little bit up and in on the 94-mile-an-hour heater. So 1-2 now on Arnold's. Philly's 14th round pick last year out of the University of Houston. The 1-2 again. And Arnold shoots it off the end of the bat towards the parking lot. Still at 1-2. Arnold picked up a quarter of his hits this year against Brooklyn, 7 of his 28. Played some of his best ball against the Cyclones this year. Also has nearly half of his RBI against him. A hitless in this series so far, the 1-2. And again, De La Cruz misses by an eyelash on the inner part. 2-2. And a Coney Island crowd that has already been displeased with the umpiring this week. Going to let Davion Fry know what they think after that 1-2 call. Another chance for Arnold. The 2-2. High, a full count. Looked like a breaking ball just slipped that time from Felipe. Ryan Leach, the righty swinging catcher, waiting on deck. Right now, 88 degrees here on Coney Island. Not according to AccuWeather. The payoff pitch, and Arnold spoils another. Been a lot of foul balls in this inning from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Felipe just not getting that same swing and miss type stuff that he normally does, and part of that due to these Jersey Shore hitters' approach. You mentioned how little they do strike out on the season, and that has been on full display today.
Been 8 foul balls in this inning. The payoff pitch at the knees, strike 3 called, and this time it's Arnold who thought he had ball 4. And rung up by Fry on the fastball at the knees.
Well, that's one way to do it. If you're not going to have much luck getting him to swing and miss, just get him looking.
That's exactly what Felipe does. Already his third punch out this afternoon. Trying to strand another runner at third. As here's the catcher, Ryan Leach. First game for him since the series opener on Tuesday was the DH cleaning up in that ball game as Leach takes outside 1-0 and then was pinch hit for by Leandro Pineda in the middle innings. Leach was 0-for-2 with a strikeout in that game. Just 2-for-19 at the plate on the year, a homer and an RBI. Boyd the tying run at third, 1-0 Brooklyn in the top of the second. A 1-0 pitch inside and low. Suero bluffs to throw behind the runner, but nobody covering the bag, 2-0. Justin Crawford, the leadoff man, waiting on deck. Fastball, slider, change. Three-pitch arsenal for De La Cruz. The 2-0 inside and low, and he's now 3-0 on the 9-hitter Ryan Leach.
Yeah, make no mistake. This is the guy to go get. You do not want to turn this over to the top for Crawford to come to bat, even with first base open.
It's been interesting, the pitch selection. There's been a lot of breaking balls trying to fall off the table. Leach has not budged. Here comes a 3-0, and he throws another off-speed pitch, and it misses. So a 4-pitch walk to Ryan Leach, who has just 2 hits on the year. I'm not so sure I understand the pitch selection there between De La Cruz and Suero, especially with Justin Crawford on deck. Luke Claus have the tying and go-ahead runs aboard. Crawford, the only man with a hit today. Back to the plate, tripled to lead off the ballgame. That was against the righty Orellana, now facing the southpaw. The lefty kicks and deals. And a called strike taken by Crawford. Final line for Orellana this afternoon. A scheduled abbreviated start is first appearance in almost a month. Goes a third of an inning. A hit, a walk, a strikeout, no runs. Runner breaks from first, the 0-1 high. Throw down to second, runner breaks for the plate. Lara throws back home. Suero's got Boyd in a rundown. Throw to third base. Lugo applies the tag, getting over, and Suero popped up about three-quarters of the way up the third base line. Well, Jersey Shore tried a double steal, the tying run, but Brooklyn was all over it. 2-6 to 2-5, and Boyd caught stealing home to end the inning. No runs, no hits, and one man left at the end of 1.5. It's 1-0 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back here on Coney Island, Sandy the Seagull just got smoked in the mascot race from first to third base. Beautiful scene here on Coney Island today. I guess Sandy's not going to be called for any pinch running duties anytime soon. But calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. Kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information on our Home Run Readers program and all our great assemblies and kids programs, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Alfredo Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, William Lugo, the three due up against Fosnot in the second. And the southpaw misses inside 1-0. Only run today on a Nick LaRusso solo shot. Now is hit high enough that it might have hit a plane departing towards JFK. As Lara swings over the top of a bender, 1-1. Lara 0-for-4 yesterday, hitting at .215 on the year, two homers and 18 RBIs. One of the youngest players on this Brooklyn roster. As Lara takes inside 2-1, did not turn 20 until the 28th of April. .21. Fastball at the letters, 2-2. Jersey Shore wearing the road grays again today. I think they're the first team we've seen all year, and maybe in my 2 years here in Brooklyn, that wore exclusively their gray uniforms all six games in a road series. They've won four out of the first five, so no reason to break up a good thing. Just don't see it very often anymore, the 2-2. Up and away, 3-2. And Aberdeen in town with those nifty powder blues. Wilmington wears their navy jerseys a lot, especially on the road. Here comes the payoff. And Lara in the air down the left field line. This one spinning foul out towards the Blue Claw bullpen. We'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What even are the Jersey Shore alternates?
There are a navy alternate jersey hanging in their lockers. Blue Claws and white across the chest.
Yes, okay.
Those have been seldom used, at least at visiting parks. Payoff, pitch, high ball, 4, and Lara's on with a walk. Did not go on appeal, says Garver. So Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the second inning. First walk allowed by Fosnot today. Pretty nice gray uniforms, though, for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn has some nice road grays as well.
Surprising, though. You go back to Thursday, even though Jersey Shore won, they didn't clinch the first half. Thought maybe that would be enough to get them to want to change up the mojo a little bit, but I guess not.
Jeffrey De Los Santos to face the left-handed pitcher, and he takes an offering high, 1-0. Jeffrey 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday, hitting at .225 with Brooklyn. Four home runs, 15 RBIs, 3-for-13 in the series. 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Jersey Shore in light blue bubble letters across the chest, red numerals front and back. Got the names on the back of the jerseys as well, arched over the numbers. Gray pants for Fosnot all the way down below the ankles. Red and blue piping along the side, 2-0. De Los Santos takes outside, 3-0.
Only 9 of Braden Fosnot's 24 pitches have been strikes.
Yeah, 15 have been out of the zone. For those of you who are not math geniuses like myself, 3-0. And De Los Santos gets the green light, steps in the bucket, and a count 3-1. A red and white Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound for Fosnot. Powder blue cap, red bill with the navy crab silhouette logo on the front. Throw over to first, and Lara back in standing. Ton of sailboats out on the waters today, looking way beyond the flume ride and the coastline out in right center field. Ryan Clifford territory, we'll call it. 3-1. And De Los Santos pops it in the air behind the plate, 3-2. With the breeze sitting in the shade. We mentioned the temperature in the mid-80s today, but in the shade, much cooler than the real field lists. Real field listed in the 90s, but maybe in the mid to lower 80s in the shade today.
I've got long sleeves on. I'm fine.
It's the first time all week I haven't worn pants.
Yeah.
3-2 pitch fouled back. It remains 3-2. I'm wearing
shorts. You went pants yesterday as well.
I went pants yesterday as well, but that was the first time I didn't wear long sleeves all week.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm wearing shorts, everybody. Calm down. Lara leads off first. Nobody out. 1-0 Brooklyn. The payoff pitch and a foul ball. Looked like that pitch was suspended in air. Lara wasn't sure whether or not De Los Santos got a piece of it. Broke towards second base in case it was a wild pitch. So it remains 3-2 on Jeffrey. Lefty batter with an open stance. Another guy still very young. Just turned 21 at the tail end of May. A long set now, the payoff. And De Los Santos in the air, center field, Boyd coming on. And he was playing shallow enough to get there. Makes the catch, and then at the last second, hat flops off his head, but he makes the catch there too. And De Los Santos retired for the first out of the second inning. Brings up William Lugo. Lugo hitless last night, snapped a five-game hit streak. Was 0 for 4. Hitting .179 on the year, 4 homers, 24 RBIs, but even with the hitless game yesterday, still 7 for his last 19. And he's out in front of the change that time from Fosnot. 0-1. Braden the lefty. Spent last year at Single A Clearwater. Grew up a big Phillies fan in Central PA, Danville. Not too far away from Central Pennsylvania, right smack dab in the middle of the state. Swinging a miss 0-2. Shout out to Matt Bastian, Bill DeFilippo, a couple of Penn Staters I went with who were from Danville, Pennsylvania. Always would pass that sign on the way out to State College. Runner goes, the 0-2, swing and a miss. Throw down a second by Leach. The tag, not in time. So Lugo down on strikes. Alfredo Lara steals second base. And Brooklyn a man in scoring position with two out. Lara his 10th stolen bag of the year. And for Fosnot, his second strikeout.
Would you have the landmarks making the drive to State College that, you know, okay, oh, we've hit fill in the blank. We've got an hour and a half left.
I guess, I mean, it's a little skewed because growing up in the era of GPSs, I always went with that and could just look at it whenever I needed to know. Is that found a way to the right? But there were certain markers you knew when you were crossing from New Jersey into Pennsylvania. It generally took about maybe an hour and a half or so to get from Jersey to the Pennsylvania border from Bergen County.
Get the good old Water Gap, right?
Yep, Delaware Water Gap. Yep. The 0-1. Call and strike on the outside corner, 0-2. But I will say the embarrassing thing is fitting with Jersey Shore in town. First couple of times went out to Penn State. 17, 18 years old, looking at it as a high school senior. And then going out there first couple of times as a freshman. Would always see a sign for Jersey Shore about maybe an hour or so into Pennsylvania. And I wonder, why is there a sign for the Jersey Shore in the middle of Pennsylvania? We're not really, are we that close to the coastline? I don't think so. And it took me till maybe late in my freshman year, early sophomore year. As Gill takes a call at strike 3 to end the inning. There is a town called Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Not the actual Jersey Shore, but there is Jersey Shore, PA. I'm sure Braden Fosnot can tell you all about it. Works around a leadoff base runner. Strands a man at second, does the lefty. We head to the third, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning. Felipe De La Cruz out for his second full inning of work. Top of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore. Justin Crawford was at the plate when Jersey Shore could not complete a successful double steal to tie the game in the second. And with Crawford, Brito, and Miller due up to the play-by-play mic, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, the hits have been at a premium over the course of the past couple of days, particularly for the Cyclones. One hit yesterday. Each squad has one hit so far today. And the first pitch of inning number three is a strike to Justin Crawford. Nothing and one. Felipe De La Cruz did not start this game for Brooklyn. His 1-0 is hit over the glove of a jumping third baseman, Lugo. It trickles down that left field line. Crawford's thinking two, slides in safely head first as the ball took a hard bounce off the turf and over the head of Mateo Gil at second base. So there was no tag to be applied. Justin Crawford has his second extra base hit of the afternoon. He tripled in the first, now he doubles in the third, and the Blue Claws have the tying run at second base with nobody out. And Douglas Orellana started this game for Brooklyn in his return from the 7-day injured list, but Orellana on a 20-pitch count. Only recorded one out, gave up one hit, struck out one, walked one, and De La Cruz has been on ever since. Now Eric Brito, first pitch to him, and Brito shows bunt and pops it up foul into the netting, first base way. Nothing and one. So a lot of speed on the bases, not only with Crawford at second, but Brito who stands in now. We'll see how Brooklyn would play this defensively. Corners are in, middle infield is back. Will Brito think about dropping one down again? He does, he gets it down the third baseline. De La Cruz, the pitcher, throws to first in time as Crawford takes third base. So Brito gets the job done and almost beat the throw at that. But De La Cruz, a nice job fielding his position to make sure it wouldn't be men on the corners and nobody out. Instead, the tying run now 90 feet from scoring. One away and Aiden Miller up to bat. Brooklyn's infield will come in. Crawford, not a very large lead off third. First pitch to Miller is a fastball strike. 0-1, 93 on the gun that time from De La Cruz. Lefty arm working against the righty bat in Miller, 0-1 today. Struck out looking. He was the final batter that Douglas Orellana faced before Gilbert Gomez made the call to the bullpen. 0-1 home. And Miller takes another fastball. This one a little bit high, though. A ball and a strike. Aiden, the number 27 overall pick in last summer's first round of the MLB draft. Awaiting a 1-1 delivery, De La Cruz fires, and Miller puts it in the air. Stays in the infield. William Lugo reaches up and squeezes it with two hands. Brooklyn third baseman makes the play. Two away, and that is a big pop-out induced by Felipe De La Cruz. Now Brooklyn's infield can move back. Two gone, and Crawford still patiently standing off the third base bag. It'll be up to Leandro Pineda to try to drive him in and tie the game with two away. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pineda has that really open stance. First pitch, Pineda swings and hacks it foul, twisting out of play. Down the left field line, nothing and one. Yeah, Pineda then broke his bat on that foul ball, so he needs to retreat a new piece of lumber. Felix Reyes on deck, batter hands him that new bat. But Pineda stands so open in the lefty batter's box that it's almost as if his feet are positioned as if you were normally standing facing the pitcher's mound. His body is, of course, twisted so that his torso is not facing the pitcher. But that's where the feet are. A 1 to him. Breaking ball down and away. 1-1. 1-0 Cyclones here, top three. Only run of the ball game up until this point. Nick LaRusso, solo home run. Number 10 on the year for the former Maryland Terrapin. First Cyclone to double digits. Here comes a 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good change up from De La Cruz. 1-2 on Leandro Pineda. De La Cruz did strike out Pineda last time up. That was the first batter De La Cruz faced of the afternoon. Now he calls time, does Pineda. Infield swung around to the right. LaRusso at first hugging that line. And Lugo content to leave some real estate. 1-2 smacked on the ground first base way. LaRusso vacuums it up and steps on the first base bag to retire the side. So a leadoff double from Justin Crawford, but De La Cruz sits down the next three batters he faces. No runs, a hit, and one left through 2.5. From Coney Island, Brooklyn 1, Jersey Shore nothing on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Oh, Brooklyn would need to have some action here in the bottom of the third if we'll hear Stanley Consuegra come to bat this inning. Consuegra's due up fifth. He's Brooklyn's cleanup batter. It is 9-1-2 to start the frame. Kellum Clark, Nick Morabito, and then Chris Suero. Cyclones trying to add to their 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Braden Fosnock, the southpaw, deals a first pitch breaking ball below the zone to Kellum Clark. 1-0. Clark, one of two lefty batters in Brooklyn's starting nine today. Lefty-lefty matchup here. 1-0 to him. Clark takes down and away. 2-0. Well, it goes without saying, this series has not been one to write home about offensively for the Cyclones, at least up until this point. Fosnott into his wine. 2-0 home. Clark watches it go by in the righty batter's box. And he's ahead 3-0. Cyclones have not scored more than 2 runs in a game this week. That continued yesterday in an 8-0 shutout. 3-0. Clark takes up and in, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk issued to Brooklyn's number 9 batter. That's how the bottom of the third starts. Now we turn the card back to the top for Nick Morabito. 1 on and nobody out. So we'll see if Brooklyn can cross that threshold today. Only averaging a little over a run per game in this series, 1.2 to be exact. Their leadoff man up to bat in the form of Morabito. Righty hitter rests that bat off his right shoulder. First pitch to him, and Morabito swings and hits it sharply on the ground. Miller at short on the second for one. Brito the relay in time, 6-4-3 double play. So after a four-pitch walk to put Kellum Clark on, Morabito first pitch swinging. Hits into a 6-4-3, and Braden Fosnot bailed out by his infielders behind him. So bases empty, two away, and now Chris Suero for the second time this afternoon. Cyclones still only have the one hit. Solo home run off the barrel of LaRusso. First pitch to Suero. It's a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing and one. Yeah, as much as Fosnot has been on his A game this year, 6-1 record. A one. Suero takes on the outer edge. 1-1. Has ran into some trouble with the long ball. That LaRusso home run, the seventh he's allowed this season. And you mentioned it earlier, Justin. Brooklyn has tattooed him in that regard as well. 1-1. Suero cranks this one to left field. Schreffler into the alleyway. Couple of steps to his left, and he reaches up, fighting the sun, to make the grab and retire the side. So Fosnot faces the minimum after the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on the double play. Through three, 1-0 Brooklyn. I'm Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Felipe De La Cruz's day done. An abbreviated go-around in his second appearance of the week. Ben Simon pitching here on Jewish Heritage Day. Simon, 5'11", 197 pounds, 22 years old from East Windsor, New Jersey. Ben, the only Jewish player on the Cyclones roster. You can check out the story we did on him as part of Jewish Heritage Day on BrooklynCyclones.com. Had a great conversation talking about our bar mitzvahs and things like that. So great to see Ben on the bump, his second appearance back at home since coming off the IL. And he'll face Reyes to start the fourth, Johnny.
And the first pitch is a fastball for a strike, nothing in one. You took the words right out of my mouth, Justin. I was going to plug that story on our team website. Make sure you go give it a read. 1-0 Cyclones, Nick LaRusso's solo home run. The only run of the day, a one. Reyes smokes this one on a backhand. Lara can't play it at short. Reyes takes a wide turn around first and will retreat there. A bullet off the bat of Reyes will go down as an E6. And now the ball still in play, kicks all the way to the backstop, and Reyes takes second base. It was never ruled dead, and Reyes heads up the whole time. Makes this Brooklyn defense pay. So Reyes on second, and nobody out, as Amarian Boyd stands in. So rough way for Simon's day to start. First pitch up coming to Amarian Boyd. Here it comes. Smoked up the middle and through the middle for a base hit. Reyes around third. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Reyes put on the brakes. A couple of steps after third. Looked like he was maybe going to test the arm of Morabito. But with nobody out, Jersey Shore proceeding with caution. They put men on the corners with no outs in the inning. Now Troy Streffler up to bat. With Reyes on third, Boyd on first, nobody out, 1-0 Brooklyn. So a rude introduction for Ben Simon into this contest. Throw over to first, in time! What a pickoff move by Ben Simon, and a nice tag applied by Nick LaRusso to pluck Boyd off the base pads, one away. So that makes it a little more digestible now for Simon with a runner on third and one gone. Here's Troy Streffler, infield in. Misses up and in, one ball and no strikes. Streffler 0 for 1, grounded out to third, his first time up. Reyes takes his lead off of third base. 1-0 from Simon. Wave and a miss. Skips off the chest protector of Suero, but retreats it quickly. And Reyes stays put at third. Felix is directly in the line of sight of Ben Simon, the righty arm. Who works out of the stretch, comes set at the chest, and now ready to deal a 1-1 pitch to the righty swinging Streffler. Here it comes. Called strike, 1-2. Well, we have seen Brooklyn escape numerous jams so far today. Jersey Shore had runners on second and third in the first and could not score. Jersey Shore had a runner on third in the second, could not score. They also had a runner on third in the third and stranded him there. 1-2 down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Blue Claws have left four total through three innings. And Ben Simon trying to be the latest Cyclone arm to say that he can escape the jam as well after Felipe De La Cruz did so numerous times. 2-2. Streffler taps it on the ground, foul, third base way. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, 1-0 Cyclones, and one away here, top four. Simon ready to deal. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 from Simon. He sits down Streffler for the second out of the inning. Huge punch out from Ben. Fifth strikeout by Brooklyn Arms today, and there are two away. So Jersey Shore has walked away from numerous frames left scratching their head. An inability to bring guys in on the bases. Two gone and a runner on third. Reyes is still there after he reached on the error. It's Zach Arnold up to bat. First pitch to him. Breaking ball downstairs. 1-0. Cyclones in the home half will send 3-4-5 up to bat. Trying to add to their 1-0 lead. Blue Claws hoping to pull even here. 1-0 on Arnold. Simon ready to deal. Pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Good breaking ball tailing down and away. Ball and a strike on Arnold. Zach playing in his third game of the series, 0-8 up until this point. Struck out his first time up today. Awaiting a 1-1. Simon delivers, wave and a miss, 1-2. So Brooklyn a strike away from getting out of another jam here, something they have done in every inning so far today. Reyes off of third, one ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Ben Simon take a bow. He leaves another Jersey Shore runner on the base paths as Brooklyn hangs on to its 1-0 lead. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn leading at 1-0. We welcome you back to Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn. Nick LaRusso, Stanley Consuegra, and then Wilfredo Lara to face Braden Fosnot. First pitch is a breaking ball to Nick LaRusso. It's a called strike, 0-1. So in the top of the fourth, it was Felix Reyes who reached on an error after Wilfredo Lara could not play a ground ball at shortstop. And then after that, the throwback to the pitcher was also an error. So two errors on one play. Reyes was going hard the whole way. Heads up base running, took second on that mishap of a throwback to the pitcher as LaRusso stings it foul on the ground, third base side, 0-2. Reyes would make it all the way up to third, but stranded there after Ben Simon picked off a guy at first base and then struck out two straight batters. So that is how Brooklyn clings on to this 1-0 lead. Trying to add to it now here, bottom four. 0-2 the count on LaRusso. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Nick fooled on the off speed there. One away here in the bottom of the fourth, and the base is empty. Four strikeouts now for Braden Fosnot. 3 1/3 into this contest. Now we get Stanley Consuegra for the second time today. Stanley 0-1, grounded out to the shortstop, his first time up. Cyclones still only the one hit. They've actually committed more errors in the field than base hits they have today. Consuegra ropes this 1-3. Bobbled by Arnold, he dropped it. Hard hit off the bat of Consuegra, but Arnold at third could not see it all the way through. That's an E5. And Brooklyn has a base runner here in the bottom of the fourth, with one away for Wilfredo Lara. So three errors in this inning alone. Two committed by Brooklyn, and now one committed by Jersey Shore. See if Brooklyn can capitalize on it here. One on, one away, and Wilfredo Lara up to bat. Walked his first time up. Fosnot, the lefty arm, working on Lara, the righty bat, and the first pitch. Lara hits it well, left center field. Boyd into the gap, he won't get there. It rolls all the way to the wall. Consuegra gets the wave around third and scores easily. Throw is cut off as Lara slides into third base with an RBI triple. Brooklyn doubles the lead. It is 2-0 on a three-bagger from Wilfredo Lara. That triple by Wilfredo Lara, brought to you by Barrel Smith Barrel Age Cocktails. Put the barrel on the ball, and Lara certainly did that. 99 miles per hour off the bat to left center field. Boyd had no chance. Infield in, and the first pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos fouled back. 0-1. So Brooklyn does indeed take advantage of that Zach Arnold error at third base as Lara triples home Consuegra, who scores all the way from first on the play. Infield in. Runner on third. One gone. 2-0 ball game. A one. Wave and a miss. And it is nothing and two on Jeffrey De Los Santos. Ryan Leach, Jersey Shore catcher, reared back as if he was going to throw down to third to try to get Lara. But thought better of it. And now the ball back in the hands of the pitcher, Fosna. Ahead on De Los Santos, nothing and two. Lara takes his lead. No one really holding him on. 0-2 pitch. De Los Santos hits it in the air. Shallow center, sinking. It's down. A base hit. Lara scores from third. It is 3-0 Brooklyn. Well, Marion Boyd in center field does have some speed, but not quite enough to take that hit away from Jeffrey De Los Santos, who is aboard on first with an RBI single. 3-0 Brooklyn. Yeah, the only real chance Boyd would have had to get to that baseball would be if he laid out completely. Tried his best to make a play, but there was really no play to be had. So it is 3-0 Cyclones with a runner on first and still only one gone. RBI triple from Lara. Then Jeffrey De Los Santos brings him home one batter later with a ribby single. William Lugo next. And the first pitch to Lugo is a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1. So how about that? Brooklyn, who had not scored more than two runs in a game yet this series, now does indeed cross that two-run threshold. They lead 3-0 here, bottom four. 0-1. And Lugo hits it back towards us. Up over our heads and out of play. 0-2. Already two home in the frame here for Brooklyn. Three runs on three hits today. 0-2 upcoming to Lugo. Foss not a look towards first. Now he delivers. And Lugo checks his swing on appeal. Did not go around. It is one ball and two strikes. Lugo a long trot outside the batter circle. Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn manager, in now to have a chat with Lugo as Joe Perillo, Brooklyn's athletic trainer, out as well. Didn't see anything crazy on the check swing from Lugo. Perhaps something just feeling a little funky. And Joe and William now having a conversation. Gilbert involved as well. With the count, one ball and two strikes on Lugo, with De Los Santos off of first. If you're just joining us, Cyclones have already plated two here in the bottom of the fourth. Stanley Consuegra reached on an E5, then Wilfredo Lara tripled the score. Consuegra, followed by a Jeffrey De Los Santos RBI single to plate Lara. Lugo all good to go as Perillo makes his way back into the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. So the attention can turn towards a 1-2 pitch upcoming to Lugo. De Los Santos takes his lead off of first base. Foss knocked the southpaw, deals a 1-2, and Lugo rips and misses. Strike three. Change up that time from Fosna. Got Lugo to bite. Five strikeouts now for Braden. And there's two gone with De Los Santos still standing off the first base pillow. Once again, thanks for hanging out with us. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Cyclones will be off tomorrow, league-wide Monday off day, then hit the road for a six-gamer at Aberdeen starting Tuesday night. First pitch to Mateo Gill, popped up, right-hand side. Reyes, the first baseman in foul ground, reaches up with two hands and makes the catch in foul ground to retire the side. But not before Brooklyn plates a pair. It is two runs on one hit, one error, and one left. As we go to the fifth, Cyclones have a 3-0 lead. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Well, Ben Simon just did his best Houdini act in the fourth. Runners on the corners, nobody out. He picked off the guy on first base, then struck out the next two to leave that runner at third base. It is 3-0 Brooklyn. Simon back out with the play-by-play. Here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. First pitch to Ryan Leach. It's softly on the ground, is short, and an easy play for Wilfredo Lara for the first out of the top half of the fifth inning. Great to see Zach Rabb from Major League Baseball in the audience here today. And great crowd on hand here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So, bases empty, one out, and back to the top of the lineup in Justin Crawford. He's halfway to the cycle today, a double, a triple, and his first two at-bats, and he takes outside 1-0. Crawford nearly hit for the cycle the last time these two teams met. I believe he was a double short of the cycle in a game. He also hit a grand slam. Brooklyn won that game as Crawford a swing and a miss. And the count even had a ball and a strike. Blue skies up above on a gorgeous Sunday. 1-1 sails high. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. There is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Believe that is Joshua Cornelli up and throwing. Usually can pick him out by the long red sleeves. Regardless of the weather, as Crawford fouls it off the catcher. And the count 2-2. Hard to believe there are not going to be a lot of home games over the next couple of weeks for the Cyclones. After today, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. 95 up in the zone. And another strikeout for Ben Simon. That's his third and his third straight. So two down now on the top of the fifth. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Eric Brito. Brito. No official at-bats today. A walk and a sack bunt. And he swings and drives one in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Clark. Back into his right. Morabito leaps at the fence. And did he catch it on the ricochet? No. They say it hit off the wall before Morabito got it in his glove. Morabito can't believe they didn't call him out. The home plate umpire, Davion Fry, was the one who made the call. Ran all the way out to the pitcher's mound to make it. Gilbert Gomez out to argue, and Morabito saying he tipped it off his glove and then caught it on the bounce, not that the ball hit off the wall, and then caught it. And now Fry and the base umpire, that is Stone Garver, going to discuss it. Garver was closer to the play than Fry was, and they're going to keep it as a double for Eric Brito. Love to see if we can get a replay on that ball. Well, what a shot by Brito and a near incredible catch by Nick Morabito for the juggling act in left center field. So Aiden Miller will be the batter. As Jersey Shore now a man in scoring position and two out. Miller 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. First pitch, and Miller tied up on the offering inside. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. Simon trying to make it through two full for the first time off the injured list. The 0-1. This is a broken back ground ball past the mound. Simon nearly does a split. Backhanded by Lara. Throw to first, not in time. Racing off of third is Brito and has to scramble back as LaRusso's throw there, not in time. So a seeing eye infield base hit from Aiden Miller. And the Blue Claws have been at the corners in two out. It's Greg Bronczynski, and maybe coachable moment there with Brito, who is trying to catch the Cyclones napping, rounding third there. And with Simon's pitch count up and the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Leandro Pineda, Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout to make a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. So Simon's day done, gets five outs, but needs a little bit of help to navigate through the fifth inning. New arm coming in, looks to be Jake Stevenson. Brooklyn looking to hold on to a 3-0 lead here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is the right-hander Jake Stevenson. Again, Brooklyn has to try to dance its way out of trouble. Men on the corners and two gone. Stevenson on to face Leandro Pineda, Jersey Shore's cleanup batter.
So here is Stevenson, 6'4", 225-pound righty, 27 years old from Waconia, Minnesota. First batter he'll face is Pineda. And the first pitch is pulled sharply but foul to the right. And the count, no balls and a strike. Pineda a tad bit early. Couldn't keep it straight. Numbers for Stevenson so far this year, making his 13th appearance, a 3-0 record, but an ERA of 9. Does have a save, 16 hits, 13 innings. Here comes the 0-1, and a fastball rises high. And the count even at 1. 8 walks, 20 strikeouts for Stevenson. There was scoreless inning on Tuesday night. Did allow an inherited runner to score. Walked one, struck out two. Brito at third, Miller at first with two out. The 1-1 pitch, and Pineda high in the air left field. Towards the line is Clark to his right. Reaches back behind him, overran it, but makes the catch to end the inning. Nice job by Clark to stay with it, and an excellent job by Stevenson to help out Ben Simon. Strands a pair. Jersey Shore has left 7 on base through 5 innings at the plate tonight. 4.5 complete, 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Braden Fosnot back to work. 56 pitches through four, but trails 3-0. Kellum Clark, Nick Morabito, Chris Suero, the three scheduled to bat. And the first pitch to Clark taken for a called strike on the inside corner. And the count. 0-1. Clark trying to snap and 0-17 stride at the plate. Walked his only time up today. Takes that one inside. And the count even at one. Big thanks to Lily Clark for dropping Johnny and I off some water here on this toasty Sunday afternoon. As an off-speed pitch, Clark swings through up and in. One ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour in the East. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the breaking ball down and away. And Fosnot has the first out in the fifth inning. Sixth strikeout tonight for the lefty. So one down. Back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. 0-2 today. Has grounded out to short. Flied out to center. And the first pitch he sees from Fosnot down and in for ball one. And as we were saying before, Brooklyn doesn't play a whole lot of home games over the next couple of weeks. Next six-game home series as this fouled off the catcher, Leach 1-1, will not be until July the 23rd through the 28th. There are six home games between then. 1-1. High, it's two balls and a strike. Brooklyn will be home, keep in mind, Monday through Wednesday, 2 weeks from now, July 1st through the 3rd. Well, that a three-game series because the last three will be in Hudson Valley as Morabito keeps it fair down the right field line. That one hooking into the corner. Nick on his way to second, and he'll slow down there with a leadoff double. I should say a one-out double, but a great piece of hitting from Morabito nonetheless. That double calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Morabito an extra base hit to get Brooklyn's offense in gear in the fifth. So here is Chris Suero 0-2. A strikeout looking, a fly ball to left today. Brooklyn home July 1st to the 3rd against Hudson Valley. And then the three games after the All-Star break. The 19th through the 21st of July against these Blue Claws. But those are the six home games between tomorrow and July 23rd. Is that foul back 0-1 on Suero? Brooklyn will be in Aberdeen next week. And after the three games in Hudson Valley, the 4th through the 6th, we'll have 2 days off that Sunday and Monday before going on the road for 6 in Wilmington. The 0-1, and Suero in the air, center field. Out is the second baseman, Brito. In is Boyd, and he'll make the backhanded grab for the second out. Both Miller and Brito, the shortstop and second baseman, respectively, lost their caps on the play. But it's Boyd, the center fielder, coming in to make the catch. And now two out for Nick LaRusso, who has homered and struck out. There'll be a lot of games on the road for Brooklyn over the course of these next few weeks, before a plethora at home to close out the 2024 season. Morabito leads off second, the lefty fires, and LaRusso a high fly ball, first base side, foul ground. Reyes behind the coach's box makes the two-handed catch, and the inning is over. So Brooklyn gets a one-out double from Morabito, but can't cash him in. We're through five, 3-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family. My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
So Jake Stevenson tasked with only getting the one out, which he did, to close the top of the fifth. So get this, Jersey Shore has yet to go to their bullpen. It's been Braden Fosnot so far. Brooklyn, on the other hand, is now on its fifth pitcher of the day. And that gentleman's name is none other than Jeffrey Colon. He comes on in the top of the sixth. His Cyclones leading 3-0, set to face 5-6-7 in the Jersey Shore batting order.
Thank you, Johnny. So, yeah, Brooklyn has a full bullpen today, and Dan McKinney and Gilbert Gomez making sure they're using every bit of it. Five different arms, as Johnny said. First pitch from Colon in the air, first base side. LaRusso on the warning track. This will get about 3-4 rows behind the Brooklyn dugout. And the count 0-1. Reyes 0-2 has struck out, reached on an error. Young fan coming away with that baseball. Hands it off to his friends. Wearing a nifty old-school Brooklyn Dodgers shirt or jersey. The old baby blue Brooklyn jerseys with Brooklyn in white script across the chest. Gorgeous. The 0-1. Bounced on the ground towards third. Coming on is Lugo, and he'll make the throw on the move to retire Reyes. So one number 26 retires the other. And one out of the sixth inning for Amarian Boyd, who has walked and singled tonight. Jersey Shore, no runs, five hits and error. They have left seven so far. Brooklyn just three runs on four hits. Two errors, they have left three. Colon works from the third base side. First pitch to Boyd, a fastball strike on the outside corner. Colon, 6'1", 184 pounds, 24 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. As there's a called strike, 0-2 on Boyd. Picked up the hold on Thursday night. Went 2 1/3 hitless innings, a walk, 2 strikeouts. He came on after Stone Garver left after getting hurt. Got a foul ball from Boyd off his neck as Boyd fouls it back 0-2. And Ben Simon was on the mound. This is just his second appearance off the IL. Had thrown 19 pitches. And after Davion Frye emerged back out wearing the home plate umpire's gear, as he gets one off the hands to short, Boyd falls down in the batter's box in the throw to first by Lara in time for the out. And he thought Boyd maybe fouled that ball off of his foot with the way he fell down, but I guess he just lost his footing. Not much of an argument from a Marion. And that's about as weird a 6-3 put out you'll ever see. Get a replay on that?
That was funky.
I don't know why I asked that in such a high-pitched voice, but that was just weird. Hopefully everything all right with Boyd, and I think so. As Schreffler takes down and away in the count 1-0. But Cologne came on after that lengthy delay. It was a 2-strike count. It was 1-2 on Boyd. Came in to get the final out of the inning, and then went a little bit longer than that as Schreffler swings through a high heater 1-1. Cologne making his 15th appearance with Brooklyn. 1-0 record of 5.81 ERA. 1-1. There's a fastball strike at 93, 1-2. And need to talk with Dan McKinney about Jeffrey. It seems like Cologne has picked up a couple of ticks on his fastball over the last couple of weeks, and after a really tough start to the season, seems like over the last 2-3 weeks, things starting to come together for the 24-year-old righty. The 1-2 pitch, good breaking ball away. But Schreffler doesn't bite. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cologne, one of the good guys in the clubhouse. Always got a smile on, always ready to greet you. Great to see him having this success, trying to work a 1-2-3 sixth inning. 2-2. Schreffler line drive back through the box and in a center, a base hit. First hit of the day for Troy Schreffler comes off the bat at 106. And the Blue Claws have one on and two out. Brings up Zach Arnold, who has struck out twice today.
Yeah, so the trend of Jersey Shore having base runners continues. Brooklyn has not had a 1-2-3 inning today. Blue Claws have put at least one man on in all six innings now, but still no runs to show for.
Cologne working from the stretch in the third base side of the rubber. First pitch to the righty, Arnold. And he pulls the fastball outside, 1-0. Schreffler takes his lead off first. 3-0 Brooklyn in the sixth, the 1-0. And Arnold swings over the top of a fastball in the count 1-1. Arnold's drafted out of high school by the Orioles. 34th round pick in 2019 out of Great Oak High School. Same high school program that produced former Cyclone Carson Seymour, as this off the hands to short. Coming on, Lara, jump throw in time to first. And the inning is over. So Schreffler picks up a two-out single. That is all. And now the Blue Claws have left 8 on base through 6 innings. We head to the home sixth. Part of the lineup due up for Brooklyn, 4-5 at 6. They lead 3-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights, Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
You can close the book on Braden Fosnod's day. Five innings, four hits, three runs, two of them earned. Does allow the Nick LaRusso solo home run, two walks, six strikeouts. Now Jaden Estanista on in relief as Brooklyn sends meat of the order. 4-5-6 due up here in the bottom of the sixth. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Estanista on to make his high A debut. Added to the roster earlier this week from single A Clearwater. Same day, Benoni Robles was reinstated off the IL. And his first pitch, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Consuegra has grounded out, reached on an error today. The 0-1. And that misses down and away, a ball and a strike. Estanista, 6'3", 180 pounds, 22 years old from Willemstad, Curacao. The 1-1. Consuegra pulls it on the ground behind third. Nice backhand by Arnold. Throw to first in time to get Stanley. And a nice play at the hot corner for the first out of the sixth. That'll bring up Wilfredo Lara walking an RBI triple. That in his last at-bat. Lara, his fourth three-bagger of the year. Well, the numbers for Estanista at single-A Clearwater, made 16 appearances. At a 1-0 record of 3.77 ERA. Just 16 hits and 31 innings as Lara fouls it back 0-1. 21 walks to 44 strikeouts. Last pitched on Wednesday in Jupiter. Old Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Two hitless innings, a walk, a couple of Ks. The 0-1. And Lara in the air to right towards the line, Pineda. Drifting into foul ground by the Brooklyn bullpen, but this off the very top of the screen and no chance for a play. So the count 0-2. Estanista, a guy that's been on the prospect radar, was the number 21 Phillies prospect, according to Baseball America, entering last year. Represented Team Netherlands last year's World Baseball Classic. Made a start against Italy last March the 12th. The 0-2. And Lara takes the fastball high at 94. Through two scoreless innings in the WBC, with just one hit, a walk, a strikeout, and that strikeout of Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. As Lara checks his swing, and he went around. There's his first high A strikeout. Rung up by the base umpire Stone Garver on the swing. And two up, two down for the newcomer. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. RBI single his last time up, made it a 3-0 game. Estanista got those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Tall red socks, very lanky build for the young right-hander. As De Los Santos takes the heater away for ball one. Mentioned Brooklyn going on the road after this series comes to a close as De Los Santos swings through a fastball 1-1. Jersey Shore, they'll head back home. Open up a series against Greensboro on Tuesday. As a swing through another fastball away, 1-2. So maybe the Blue Claws looking to enact some revenge on the Grasshoppers after Greensboro took the playoff spot in the first half from Jersey Shore, even though Greensboro only played 9 in-division games during the first half. The 0-1, or rather the 1-2, swinging a foul tip. De Los Santos stays alive. Grasshoppers have already sent up one of their big producers from the first half, Charles McAdoo. Had a home run in his double-A debut last night. Lugo on deck, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him on the breaking ball. So Estanista, a 1-2-3 inning, his first with Jersey Shore and at the high A level. And that takes us to the seventh inning here on Coney Island. No runs, no hits, nobody left. 3-0 Brooklyn through six on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer, 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn holding on to a 3-0 lead, 9-1-2. Due up for the Blue Claws in the frame. And with Ryan Leach at the plate, here's Johnny Gadamowicz with the play-by-play.
Hey, Justin, thanks. Yeah, Jeffrey Cologne faced four batters in the sixth, and his first pitch of the seventh is a breaking ball cut on and missed to Ryan Leach. Nothing and one. Only batter to reach in the sixth against Cologne was a Troy Schrepfler two-out single. Then he got the very next batter to ground out to retire the side. 0-1 on Leach. Here it comes. In the dirt, one ball, one strike. The theme for Jersey Shore today has been missed opportunities. Eight men left through six innings, including multiple runners left in both the first and the fifth. Trying to cash in and score their first run of the day. It is 3-0 Brooklyn. 1-1 to Leach, smacked on the ground. First baseway, LaRusso, couple of steps to his right. He collects an underhand flip to a covering Cologne for out number one. So Cologne has now retired four of the five batters he has faced as we go back to the top for Justin Crawford. Crawford's had a real nice day, probably his best game of the series up until this point. But unfortunately for Jersey Shore, it has come on a day where they have done very little else offensively. Double and a triple for Crawford so far. First pitch to him, and Crawford nubs it foul, nothing and one. In fact, Justin has made it all the way to third base twice. Did advance there after his double in the third, but was not brought home to score either time. Also does have a strikeout. That was back in the fifth. A one home. Crawford takes downstairs, one ball and one strike. Justin at 288. Of course, the son of Carl Crawford, four-time big league all-star. Went 1-for-5 yesterday in Jersey Shore's 8-0 shutout victory. Awaiting a 1-1 delivery. Cologne belt set. Pitch. Wave and a miss. Drop to a knee in the process. 1-2. So Crawford entered today just 2-for-19 in the series. Those extra base hits perhaps can serve as some momentum when Jersey Shore returns home next week to host Greensboro. Here comes a 1-2. Crawford takes down and away. Two balls and two strikes. And we told you about the speed in this Jersey Shore lineup. Crawford certainly possesses plenty of it as well. 47 steals in 87 games last year between high A and single A. Infield back. 2-2. Crawford hits it on the ground. A high chopper. Second baseman Mateo Gil in, and he relays over to first. Two straight groundouts induced by Colon. Two gone, bases empty.
Yeah, two soft choppers to the right side of the infield. Always a good sign to see that sort of soft contact off the end of the batter off the hands, and that's what Colon has done to start the seventh.
So Brooklyn today got a third of an inning from Orellana, 2 2/3 from De La Cruz, 1 2/3 from Ben Simon, a single out, a single batter from Jake Stevenson, and now Jeffrey Colon trying to complete two. First pitch hits the batter, Eric Brito. Plunked him right in the back, and Brito will walk this one off. It was 93 in towards the hips. And Brito has both hands on his knees right now, just bent over. And now he's going to try to massage that hip area a little bit where he got hit. On deck batter, Aiden Miller, on to make sure he is all good, as Brito takes his time removing the equipment before he makes his way down to first.
Yeah, it looked like it caught him right above where he had that bright blue oven mitt in his back left pocket. Right above the hip, that flabby part of the lower torso. It's probably going to get hit. That's probably the prototypical spot. Thankfully, ever all right. No visit from the training staff.
So yet again, Jersey Shore has a man on base. Something they've done in all seven frames up until this point. Two gone. First pitch to Aiden Miller. Fastball down and away. Two-seamer from Colon, 1-0. So Brito on first, Aiden Miller working on a 1-for-3 day. Awaiting a 1-0 delivery from Colon. Here's the pitch. Miller hits it foul, third base side on the ground. 1-1. So it was Miller who singled in the fifth. That was the final batter that Ben Simon faced, and it put men on the corners with two gone. But then Jake Stevenson came on, the aforementioned Stevenson, and got Leandro Pineda to fly out to retire the side. Third baseman Lugo playing back and towards the line. Righty-righty matchup and a 1-1 upcoming. Here it comes, down and away. Two balls and one strike to Miller. In this Jersey Shore lineup, not only has the services of Justin Crawford, but Aiden Miller as well, pair of first-rounders. Each of the previous 2 years for the Phillies organization. Miller out of J.W. Mitchell High School in Florida. 2-1. Miller scorches this one down the left field line, and this will likely be extra bases. Making his way towards third is Brito. He gets the wave around as Miller takes second. Here comes the cutoff throw. Home! Dropped. They would have got him, but Chris Suero could not quite squeeze the baseball, and Jersey Shore spoils the shutout with their first run of the afternoon. Brito was going hard the whole way, and the relay was plenty in time to get him, as Brito was dead to rights at home, but Suero couldn't quite see it all the way through. And Jersey Shore scratches one across off Colon here in the seventh. So now Leandro Pineda with one on and two gone. And all of a sudden, a base hit could make this a one-run game. Colon's first pitch, and Pineda swings and hits a high chopper, third base side. Nice pick by Lugo. Rifles over in time to retire the side. But not before Jersey Shore does a little bit of damage. RBI double from Aiden Miller to make it a 3-1 ball game as we've hit stretch time from Maimonides Park. 3-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting average. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan, MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Daniel Harper, new arm in the game for Jersey Shore. 6'3", 228-pound right-hander, second appearance of the week, takes over for Estanista, Johnny.
First pitch to William Lugo, hit in the air, twisting down the right field line, out of play foul towards the Brooklyn bullpen. Nothing and one. 7-8-9 due up for Brooklyn here. Bottom seven, Lugo, Gill, and Clark. 3-1 ball game in favor of the home Cyclones. 0-1 to Lugo. And he hits this one on the ground. Third base way. Arnold off a hop. Fires over. One gone. That'll bring up Mateo Gill. Base is empty. And one away. Final game of this six-game set between the Mets and Phillies. High A affiliates. And what has been a fantastic weekend here on the boardwalk. First toss to Mateo Gill. Hit foul, nothing and one. Another great crowd on hand on this Sunday. Sunday fun day. Bluey's in the house. Color your own cap going on downstairs as well. Jewish Heritage Day. Nothing and one to Gill. And Mateo takes in towards the hips. One ball and one strike. He combined Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 15,735. Largest three-day crowd since pre-COVID, August of 2019. 1-1. Lugo takes outside. It's 2-1. Hope you'll come out and be a part of the fun at some point this summer if you haven't already. Brooklyn returns home just prior to the 4th of July, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of that week, as Gill twists around but did not go on appeal, so three balls and one strike. It'll be three here in Brooklyn and then three up in Wappingers Falls against the Renegades the week of the 4th of July. First, though, Brooklyn has to go to Aberdeen. 3-1 to Gill, scorched foul, and it is 3-2.
Heads up down there, Gordon Donovan.
Is some action brewing in Brooklyn's bullpen. Appears to be Josh Hedgeka starting to get loose in a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Cyclones. Base is empty. Three balls, two strikes on Mateo Gill. Here it comes. And Gill pops it up. First base side. It'll reach the seats. Brooklyn's three runs so far, the most they have scored in a game yet this series. It's been tough to crack this Jersey Shore pitching. But right now, Brooklyn has done enough to have themselves in front late, 3-2. Gill takes outside, ball four. So Harper comes on and gets Lugo to ground out. But a nice at-bat by Mateo Gill to work a one-out walk. That's his first time on the bases today. And it's a runner on first with one gone for Kellum Clark. Clark a walk and a strikeout so far today. With Gill off of first. Harper the righty arm to the lefty bat. And blows a fastball by him at 96. 0-1. Mets on Sunday Night Baseball tonight. Wrapping up a three-game set with the Cubbies from Wrigley. Luis Severino expected to take the ball for Carlos Mendoza's squad. 0-1. Clark takes a called strike. Nothing and two. Of course, a game to forget for New York yesterday. Tonight, the rubber game of the three-game series. And you knew Tomas Nito was going to have a hand in it somehow. RBI double for the longtime Met catcher. 0-2. Chopped on the ground, foul. First base side, it remains no balls and two strikes. But this is a big stretch coming up for New York. Subway Series later this week against the Yanks. As we progress towards the end of June and into July. 0-2 upcoming to Clark. Up and away. It is 1-2. But you look at the schedule for the Mets over the course of the next couple of series. They get the Yanks for two Tuesday, Wednesday before Houston comes to town. Then Washington, Pittsburgh, Washington, Colorado. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Clark down on strikes. Runner goes. No throw. So Gill takes second base as Clark retired. And we go back to the top for Nick Morabito. But you think about how crowded that National League wildcard conversation has become. And the Nationals and Pirates, two squads firmly involved in that race. Colorado really one of only two teams in the league that is buried in the standings at this point, them and the Miami Marlins. So some winnable games to say the least. First pitch to Nick Morabito inside, and it's 1-0. Yeah, these next couple weeks going to prove to be pivotal for the big league club. One and zero on Nick Morabito, two gone, and Gill off of second. Here it comes. Nick takes a strike on the outer black. 1-1, 95 that time from Harper. One one to Morabito, down and away. 2-1. The Mets placing the former Cyclone Sean Reed Foley on the injured list yesterday. They're calling Danny Young from AAA Syracuse as a result. Two and one to Morabito, two gone, 3-1 Brooklyn here, bottom seven. Cyclones only have four hits. 2-1 to Morabito as he makes it five, drops in front of the right fielder Pineda. Here comes the runner for the plate, the throw, and plenty of time to tag out Gill and retire the side. So missed opportunity for perhaps for Brooklyn in the seventh, as this stays a 3-1 ball game as we go to the eighth on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my!
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. 3-1 Brooklyn as we go to inning number 8. It is indeed Josh Hejka on out of the Brooklyn bullpen. He becomes now the 6th Cyclone arm on what has become a bullpen day. Really, it was a bullpen day right from the jump. Douglas Orellana on a pitch count. He only got one out. Then Felipe de la Cruz, Ben Simon, Jake Stevenson, Jeffrey Colon, and Josh Hejka, the latest to insert his name into that conversation. His task is to protect a 2-run Cyclone lead. The score is Brooklyn 3, Jersey Shore 1. And to wrap up the homestand and take us home on the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Felix Reyes, Amarian Boyd, Troy Schreffler, the three scheduled to bat
here in the top of the eighth inning. A little bit past four here in the East. Happy to have you with us on this Sunday. First pitch to Felix Reyes, taken for a strike on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Reyes struck out, reached on an error, grounded out to third. The 0-1. And Hetschka misses up and away. One ball and one strike. Hetschka, the right-hander, 6'1", 190 pounds, 27 years old from Dearborn, Michigan. Just fouled off the wrists. A ball and two strikes on Reyes. Hetschka out of Johns Hopkins University. First year back after Tommy John surgery, missed all of last year as this fouled off towards us. And onto the roof, 1-2. Hetschka picked up the save on Thursday. Scoreless inning to close out a 2-1 Brooklyn win. The 1-2 pitch. And Reyes off the end of the bat into right. Coming in now, stopping is Consuegra. And he'll make the catch over his left shoulder to record the first out of the eighth. Brings up a Marion Boyd, been on base twice with a walk and a single. Hetschka's 21st appearance, 0-2, a 1.47 ERA. 4-for-4 in save opportunities. 23 hits, 30 and two-thirds innings. 8 walks, 24 strikeouts. As Boyd takes a fastball in, 1-0. On the first base side of the slab. And Boyd takes inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Jersey Shore, 1 run, 7 hits. 1 error, 9 men left on base. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They have left 4. As Hetschka misses high, and it's now 3-0. Troy Schreffler representing the tying run on deck. The 3-0. And Boyd takes a letter high. Strike 3-1. Looking around the South Atlantic League on this Sunday afternoon. A lot of final scores already. Half the league has gone final. A 3-1. And Boyd off the screws on the ground at third. Lugo to his left. Lara behind him. And Williams spins and fires for the out. Well, Lugo, I don't think he spun until after he threw the baseball. And he saw the dads do ballet on the first base side a couple innings ago and decided he wanted to get in on the fun. Brings up Troy Schreffler, 1-for-3 with a base hit. That was against Cologne his last time up. That high, 1-0. But Rome beating Greenville 6-5. 4 RBI day for Drew Compton. And the Emperors, Schreffler takes outside 2-0. Aberdeen beat Wilmington 6-2. Adam Retzbach, a couple of RBIs. The 2-0 pitch outside 3-0, and Hetschka's fallen behind the last two hitters, 3 balls and no strikes. Winston-Salem beat Asheville on the road today 13-3. Hetschka's 3-0, and that's up and in ball 4. So Hetschka issues a 2-out walk to Schreffler. And the Blue Claws will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Zach Arnold. And the Blue Claws continue their trend of putting at least one man on in every inning. But Ryan Galani, a 3-run homer for the Dash, is 4th. First pitch from Hetschka. There's a fastball on the outer half at 86 for strike 1. Garrett Gilmet, Luis Encarnacion went deep in that ball game for the Tourists. Everything else still going on. They are just through 6 in North Carolina. Hudson Valley leading Greensboro 9-4, but there is a catch. The 0-1. Up and away, a ball and a strike. Apparently the Renegades do not have any more pitchers. They are on their last pitcher. And Juan Crisp, a catcher who has not had an at-bat this season, is warming up in the bullpen with Hudson Valley leading by 5 as this line into right field, a base hit. And the Blue Claws, a 2-out rally. Now the tying runs on for the nine-hitter Ryan Leach. First hit of the series for Arnold. And a walk and a single have the Blue Claws in business.
I wonder what Juan Crisp's reaction is when he's told to start getting loose.
Feels like he's more used to that than the other way around at this point. Crisp, no at-bats this season. But he has thrown five pitches. The righty offers. And this hit in the air center field. Going back goes Morabito. Away back, all the way to the warning track, and it's up against the fence. And this is going to tie the game. Scoring from first is Arnold. Ryan Leach, a game-tying two-out, two-run double to the deepest part of the ballpark. And just like that, Brooklyn's 3-0 lead has evaporated. We are tied at three. Just the third hit of the year for Ryan Leach. It is a ringing double, his second RBI. And you can hear a pin drop here on Coney Island. So a two-out, four-pitch walk set in motion this two-out rally. The first blown save of the year for Hetschka. And now Justin Crawford with a chance to give Jersey Shore the lead. Fouls it out of play to the left in the count 0-1. Look back at second, the one strike pitch, and Crawford fouls it off the handle of the bat into a vacant area and a sweep. And the count, no balls and two strikes.
If you rewind back to the last time Brooklyn wrapped up a home series on a Sunday, Aberdeen put up a four spot in the top of the ninth to take it 7-6. Brooklyn obviously hoping to avoid a similar catastrophe here.
The 0-2. High, a ball and two strikes. Crawford a triple and a double today. Since then has struck out and grounded out. A look again at the runner at second, Leach. He's the go-ahead run, and Hetschka strikes out Crawford on the high breaking ball to end the inning. You could see the frustration on Josh Hetschka's face as Jersey Shore has erased a three-run deficit to tie the game. Brooklyn will have the right part of the lineup due up 2-3 and 4. Trying to come back and regain the lead. We're tied at 3 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Claws. We got a brand new ball game. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Jersey Shore just put up a two spot in the top half, and we are knotted up at three. Gunnar Mayer is on. He gets 2-3-4. You'd figure, Justin, if there's ever a prime opportunity for Brooklyn to do some damage, it would be with Suero, LaRusso, and Consuegra set to come to bat.
Well, LaRusso already has a home run tonight. Suero's 0 for 3, and his first pitch clobbered foul. That one way out of the stadium, all the way towards the Coney Island sandbar. Have some baseball with your beer. And the count 0-1. Righty deals, and Suero takes low, a ball and a strike. Mayer, second appearance in this series, 6'6", 206 pounds. Celebrate his 24th birthday next month from Stockton, California. Suero takes ball two. So the three-run rally gets Fosnot off the Schneid. This game will be decided by the bullpens now as the 2-1 low, three balls and a strike. Mayer making his 21st appearance, 1-1, an ERA of an even two. Three saves, 14 hits, 27 innings. 14 walks, 35 strikeouts. The 3-1 is a called strike and the count full. It's about the third or fourth time today Suero has tried to sell a ball four. And I don't think there has been a ball on any of them. And Suero jawing with the home plate umpire, Davion Frot. So the count now full, the payoff pitch way outside, ball four. So Suero on base for the first time this afternoon. He's done a lot of that as of late. Look at Suero really since his second week with the team. He's now reached base in 25 of his last 26 games. And now the go-ahead run on for Nick LaRusso. 1-for-3 today. Hooked a home run around the pole back in the first. And takes a called strike in the count 0-1. LaRusso has loved hitting at home so far this year. At the belt is Mayer, the 0-1. And LaRusso a line drive left field. That's down for a base hit. Suero around second. He's on his way to third. The throw by Schreffler offline. Throw to second again. LaRusso kicks into right field. Here comes Suero to the plate. Pineda will lead it. Brooklyn leads again 4-3. Arnold tried to get LaRusso advancing to second on the throw. And the ball squirted under Brito's glove and into right field. And as Suero got up, Gilbert Gomez telling him, get up and go. And Suero was off like a rocket. And Brooklyn, two batters into the home eighth, have regained the lead. So now Stanley Consuegra, and he gets one off the hands over the pitcher, Mayer. Fielded by Reyes. Lollygag throw to first, and Mayer couldn't get there in time. Reyes had to put some air under that throw as Gunner was trying to get over to cover the bag. And Consuegra running all the way, able to leg out what should be an infield base hit. And a wild start to the bottom of the eighth inning. All three have reached for Brooklyn.
Well, what did we say about Suero, LaRusso, and Consuegra doing some damage? Right on cue.
Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to have a talk with Mayer. So to summarize, it was a single for LaRusso. Advanced to second on the throw. Suero scores on the throwing error by Arnold. And a base hit for Consuegra. So Brooklyn with men at the corners. A run already in, and Wilfredo Lara, who's already brought in a run today at the plate. Lara's walked and tripled and has also struck out. And the first pitch, a good changeup to have Lara early. No balls and a strike.
You would think anything on the ground here has to be home rather than trying to turn two. One-run game late in the contest. Can't let this run at third score if you're Jersey Shore.
The 0-1. Lara bouncing ball over the head of Arnold in a left field base hit. LaRusso scores, stopping at second, Consuegra. Wilfredo Lara has his second RBI of the day, and Brooklyn has quickly regained a multi-run lead, 5-3.
How about the resiliency from the Cyclones? After Jersey Shore puts up a two spot in the top of the eighth, Gunnar Mayer hasn't recorded an out yet. Four batters, all of them have reached.
In a variety of different ways, a walk, a base hit down the line, an error. A seeing eye bloop base hit in the infield, and then that chopper that also seemingly had eyes. Jeffrey De Los Santos takes the fastball in at 95 in the count 1-0. Gunnar Mayer's had a great year, but his Achilles heel so far has been the Brooklyn Cyclones. He's given up 6 runs against Brooklyn this year. You know how many runs he's given up total? 9. 1-0 low, 2 balls and no strikes. So you literally take the Cyclones out of the equation, and Mayer has had an out-of-this-world season. But for whatever reason, the Cyclones have had his number. A 2-0 pitch, and Jeffrey gets the green light of foul tip 2-1.
And the question now becomes, from a Cyclone standpoint, who's tossing the top of the ninth? Nobody throwing.
My guess is even with the 2 runs for Jersey Shore in the top of the inning, Josh Hetchka probably has the most trust in that bullpen right now. And he's going to be the guy likely to close it out of the ninth. A throw behind the runner at second base after a swing and a foul tip. And the count 2-2, I think Jeffrey lost track of how many outs there were or how many strikes there were. He's trying to argue with the home plate umpire about a foul tip there. Ball was caught. He still has another strike to work with. So 2-2 on Jeffrey. 2 on, 2 in, nobody out. The 2-2. And De Los Santos, a one-hop ground ball to second. Brito on his second for one. Miller back to first. Double play. Just what the doctor ordered for the Blue Claws. A 4-6-3 twin killing a bang-bang play at first. But Miller's relay back to the bag, able to beat De Los Santos up the line. So a runner at third and 2 out now for William Lugo. 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a ground ball to third. Mayer kicks and deals. Lugo takes down and away for ball one. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. We'll have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Brito, Miller, and Pineda. The 1-0. And Lugo takes a fastball strike in the count 1-1. Great crowd on hand today, as Johnny mentioned. A stellar weekend crowd. And has been a great crowd throughout the week as Lugo takes outside 2-1. Best weekend crowd we've seen since August 2019, going back to the short season and pre-COVID days. Over 15,000 fans have made their way out this week as a breaking ball down and away, 3-1. Mateo Gill waiting on deck for Brooklyn. But it has been awesome to see the support, not only from all the Brooklynites, but everyone here in New York, folks coming in from New Jersey as well. Maimonides Park, the place to be. The 3-1 pitch, and Lugo out in front of a changeup. Good pitch. Full count now on Lugo. Consuegra leads off third. The payoff pitch fouled back towards us. Does Johnny have a play? Too short. Into the lower suite area, third level, needed to get up to the fourth. Elevator broke one stop shy of its destination.
But yet again, William Lugo.
He was the man who hit the ball that Johnny caught last year. The payoff pitch. And Lugo fouls another one off towards the parking lot.
It's a big at-bat here for Lugo. A three-run lead sounds a lot better than a two-run lead from a Brooklyn standpoint. And Consuegra just 90 feet from doing just that.
Especially when you consider the fact Jersey Shore has the top of their lineup coming up, and Lugo fouls another one towards the seats. This time third base way off towards the Optimum rooftop. That was buzzing earlier today. Still is. Packed house up there. Umbrellas and all. Still 3-2. Brooklyn a 5-3 lead. The righty deals. Lugo. Ground ball up the third base line. Stays foul. And the at-bat continues. Next pitch will be number 10 in this at-bat. Mateo Gill waiting on deck. Kellum Clark would follow. 5-3 Brooklyn in the eighth. The payoff pitch again. Lugo, line drive center field, sending Boyd back away back, and it's over his head and rolling all the way to the 412 marker. Kicks a little bit further away from Boyd. Lugo on his way to third. He's going to stop there with an RBI triple. And a three spot for Brooklyn in the eighth allows Brooklyn to regain their largest lead of the afternoon, 6-3. Well, only fitting after Ryan Leach's game-tying two-run double went over the center fielder's head in the top of the inning. Now William Lugo and Brooklyn get one of their own over the center fielder's head into the 4-12 marker in the bottom half. And that triple from William Lugo calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Pitch to Mateo Gill. A fastball lost up and in. Mateo running for cover, 1-0. What a resurgence from Lugo over the last couple of weeks.
And with that triple, all nine have now reached for Brooklyn.
1-0. And Gill line drive, another base hit left field. Lugo scores. RBI base hit, Mateo Gill. There's that added insurance, 7-3, Brooklyn in the eighth.
And Gunnar Mayer's ERA taking a turn for the worse.
A 100-mile-an-hour line drive off the barrel of Mateo Gill. Brooklyn has sent eight men to bat here in the eighth inning. And now Kellum Clark has walked and struck out twice. And the first pitch from Mayer taken outside for ball one. You said it earlier in this inning, Johnny, the resiliency of this Cyclones team had lost four of the first five this week, one hit yesterday, led 3-0 in this game before Jersey Shore came back to tie. 1-0 at the letters, 1-1. And Gilbert Gomez's group refusing to go quietly into this Sunday afternoon. Here comes the 1-1. And Clark off the wrists of foul ball, 1-2. And that's something you love to see, especially at this level. A lot of young guys playing in the Northeast, some of them for the first time in their life. Getting used to new surroundings, new ballparks, new opponents. Want to see them learn and get better, and that's what this Brooklyn team has done today. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. 95-mile-an-hour fastball retires the side. But not before Brooklyn explodes. Four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Five hits and error. And one man left. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn 7, Jersey Shore 3. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Josh Hetchka stays on as we go to the ninth inning. Brooklyn a 7-3 lead on Jersey Shore. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl, where young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time, of fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports at oasas.ny.gov. 2-3-4 to up for Jersey Shore in the ninth. Josh Hetchka trying to close out a victory. And his first pitch to Eric Brito, taken for strike one. Eric, 1-for-1 officially today. A walk, a sack punt, a double, and a hit by pitch. Although the double really probably was not a double. We'll explain in the pitch up and away, 1-1. And a double to left center field. I'd say it was in the fifth inning today, the 1-1. A swing through a high breaking ball, 1-2. But hit a fly ball to deep left center. Nick Morabito went up to try and make the catch. Looked like it popped off the top of the wall and then caught it. Brito stopped at second with a double, but went back and watched the live replay. It sure looks like it bounced off Nick Morabito's glove, and then he caught it, which would have meant the runner was out. This is a ground ball to third, and Brito finally retired on the 5-3 ground ball. So Brito gets credit for a double. Go back and watch that film. It's out on social media. I think John from Albany tweeting out the clip there. I think Nick Morabito made an unbelievable catch that day. So one out here on the top of the ninth. That brings up Baden Miller, RBI double in his last at-bat. He takes a called strike, 0-1, hit at 109 miles an hour down the left field line. Here's the one-strike pitch. That's inside, a ball and a strike. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game one of the road trip next week in Aberdeen, as Miller takes up and away, 2-1. Brooklyn 4 in the bottom of the eighth inning to take a 7-3 lead. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East, as Miller takes low, 3-1. Struck out and flied out his first two at-bats. Since then, an infield base hit and a double. Well, 3-1. There's a fastball for a call at strike two. Miller helped Clearwater win a first half division crown in the FSL. Going to try and help Jersey Shore win a second half crown in the SAL. Just fouled off into the parking lot. Still full 3-2. The payoff pitch coming. Inside, and it hit him. Caught him inside with a fastball. And Miller will reach base for the third straight time. So one on, one out in the top of the ninth. I'll bring up Leandro Pineda. 0-for-4 in this ballgame, but has thrown out a runner at the plate. Brooklyn trying to turn two to end it. Lara shaded up the middle. That's the shortstop. Runner goes, and Pineda takes a called strike. Defensive indifference allowing Miller to break up a potential game-ending double play. Brooklyn's bullpen back up down the right field line. The 0-1. High, a ball and a strike. A look back at second, the 1-1. And this popped up. Left side, Suero mask in hand, ditches it on the warning track, and this one, whoa, what a catch! Fan just reached over in front of somebody, holding a baby in his right arm, glove in the left hand, and made the catch. That's the catch of the day, and it's by a guy sitting in the second row behind the visiting dugout. Heard me talking about Nick Morabito's questionable catch earlier. Said, I'll do you one better. Get that man a contract. It's time called. Pineda will go back in with a 1-2 count. A look back at second, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. High fastball. And the Cyclones one out away from victory on this Sunday afternoon. And now Felix Reyes trying to keep the game alive for Jersey Shore. Reyes 0-for-4 today with a strikeout. Hetchka winds and fires. And the first pitch to Reyes taken for a called strike one. Miller walked, he's at second. The one strike pitch, wave and a miss, fastball away from the Submariner. And the Cyclones one out away and one strike away. Closing out this homestand with a victory. Tremendous crowd on hand today. It's been a great crowd all week long. And an air capacity crowd looking to cheer on one more strike. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and you could celebrate a Cyclones victory. Josh Hetchka works around a one-out walk in the ninth, trying so hard not to smile, but Chris Suero is going to work it out of him. Hetchka, after giving up a couple in the top of the eighth, his offense picks him up, scores four in the bottom half, and then Josh comes back out in the ninth, slams the door shut, and the Cyclones take the final game of this six-game series. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 3. Brooklyn will be on the road starting on Tuesday against Aberdeen. We'll have the coverage for you live, brooklyncyclones.com/listen. Jersey Shore back at home. Greg Giambarisi on the call on Tuesday night for the Blue Claws against Greensboro. But don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back in just a matter of moments. We'll have the recap report for you. Jonah Tong all smiles, thumbs in the air. Brooklyn a 7-3 winner to close out the homestand. The happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, after these words on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package. ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Oh, nothing like a happy recap on a Sunday. Brooklyn, four runs in the bottom of the eighth to squander Jersey Shore's rally and take the series finale by a final of 7-3. Brooklyn now 1-2 in the season's second half. 34 and 35 overall. Jersey Shore with the loss now 2-1 in the half, 40-29 on the campaign. So the Cyclones close out the homestand with a win as we take you through the game that was here on this Sunday afternoon. What a great one. Douglas Orellana coming off the IL to start. Felipe De La Cruz to piggyback off of him. Braden Fosnot, who had a league-best 6 wins coming into play today. And Jersey Shore had a great rally in the top of the first, had second and third and nobody out. But Orellana struck out Aiden Miller, and after he hit his pitch count, came out of the ballgame. Felipe De La Cruz came on, struck out Leandro Pineda and Felix Reyes to get out of the jam. And then Brooklyn was going quietly in the bottom of the first. A fly out by Nick Morabito. Chris Suero was called out on strikes, and then Nick LaRusso decided to turn around the momentum of that first frame. I'd want to know. Lefty deals, and LaRusso a towering fly ball to left. Back goes Schreffler to the warning track. Oh, at the wall, he looks up, and it's gone. Well, this is Braden Fosnot's third start. It was Braden Fosnot's third start against Brooklyn, the fourth home run he has allowed against them. He's allowed at least one in each of his first three starts against Brooklyn this year, but LaRusso's team-leading 10th long ball of the season gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way all the way into the bottom of the fourth with one out. Stanley Consuegra reached on a fielding error at third, and that brought up Wilfredo Lara.
First time up. Fosnot, the lefty arm, working on Lara, the righty bat, and the first pitch. Lara hits it well, left center field. Boyd into the gap, he won't get there. It rolls all the way to the wall. Consuegra gets the wave around third and scores easily. Throw is cut off as Lara slides in at
third. Yeah, Lara sliding in at third with an RBI triple as Brooklyn took a 2-0 advantage after a batter timeout. Jeffrey De Los Santos stepped in to extend the lead.
Really holding him on. 0-2 pitch. De Los Santos hits it in the air. Shallow center, sinking. It's down. A base hit. Lara scores from third. It is 3-0 Brooklyn.
So a base hit from De Los Santos made it a 3-0 game. It stayed that way all the way into the seventh. Jersey Shore able to break up the shutout with two out. A hit by pitch of Eric Brito. And then Aiden Miller brought him in with a double down the left field line. Made it 3-1, but a ground out ended the inning. Brooklyn had a runner thrown out at the plate, trying to add to their lead in the bottom of the seventh. And then again in the top of the eighth, it was a two-out rally for Jersey Shore. Troy Schreffler walked on 4 pitches. Zach Arnold then singled to right, and that brought up Ryan Leach, who came into the day with just 2 hits on the season. The righty offers, and this hit in the air center field. Going back goes Morabito, away back, all the way to the warning track, and it's up against the fence, and this is going to tie the game. Scoring from first is Arnold. Ryan Leach, a game-tying 2. Yeah, game-tying 2 RBI double from Ryan Leach. Knotted the score at 3. Josh Etchka's first blown save of the year, but with the go-ahead run in scoring position. He struck out Justin Crawford to end the inning. Gunnar Mayer, who had been great for Jersey Shore this year, came on out of the bullpen. Walked Chris Suero on six pitches. And that brought up our player of the game, Nick LaRusso. At the belt is Mayer, the 0-1. And LaRusso a line, drive left field. That's down for a base hit. Suero around second. He's on his way to third. The throw by Schreffler offline. Throw to second again. LaRusso kicks into right field. Here comes Suero to the plate. Pineda will lead it. Brooklyn leads again, 4-3. Yeah, Nick LaRusso delivering a big base hit to get that go-ahead run to third. Took second on the throw there. The throw from Arnold trying to get LaRusso advancing to second. Skidded into right field. Suero popped up and scored. Gave Brooklyn a 4-3 lead. And after Stanley Consuegra reached on an infield base hit, Wilfredo Lara was at it again.
Sure.
The 0-1. Lara bouncing ball over the head of Arnold in a left field base hit. LaRusso scores, stopping at second, Consuegra. Wilfredo Lara has his second RBI of the day, and Brooklyn has quickly regained a multi-run lead, 5. Yeah, made it a 5-3 ball game on that Lara chopped base hit, but after Jeffrey De Los Santos grounded into a double play, you thought the rally might be over. And then William Lugo got into a lengthy battle, fouled off pitch after pitch after pitch. And on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, Lugo continued Brooklyn's offensive assault. 5-3 Brooklyn in the 8th. The payoff pitch again. Lugo, line drive center field, sending Boyd back away back, and it's over his head and rolling all the way to the 412 marker. Kicks a little bit further away from Boyd. Lugo on his way to third. He's going to stop there with an RBI triple. And a 3 spot for Brooklyn in the 8th. Allows Brooklyn to regain their largest lead of the afternoon, 6-3. A 3-bagger from Lugo made it a 3-run lead, and then for good measure, Mateo Gil capped off the 4-run explosion.
All 9 have now reached for Brooklyn.
1-0. And Gil line drive, another base hit left field. Lugo scores. RBI base hit Mateo Gil. There's that added insurance, 7-3 Brooklyn in the 8th. What a job done by Gill, capped off that 4-run frame. Josh Hetschke came back out in the 9th inning, hit Aiden Miller with one out, but struck out Pineda and Reyes to end the ballgame as Brooklyn takes the series finale by a final of 7-3. Winning pitcher Josh Hetschke, he improves to 1-2, gave up 2 runs on 2 hits in 2 innings, a walk, struck out 3. Gunnar Mayer, the loss, he drops to 1-2, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits in an inning, a walk and one strikeout. Gunnar Mayer coming into play today had only given up 7 runs all season long, gave up 4 in the 8th inning this afternoon. Final line score today, Jersey Shore 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 11. Brooklyn 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 5. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of another 5,000-plus fan crowd, 5,223 making their way out to see Bluey and have some fun on Jewish Heritage Day at the ballpark and also get to go home happy after a Brooklyn win. And with a look at how things finished up around the South Atlantic League, the Mets organization, and beyond, here's Johnny Gadamowicz back up from downstairs.
All right, Justin, thank you. A couple of games have already gone final. Rome took down Greenville 6-5 on their home turf. Wilmington fell to Aberdeen, 6-2 Ironbird win over the Blue Rocks. So Aberdeen, who Brooklyn plays next week when they go on the road down to Maryland, ended their series against the Blue Rocks with a 6-2 victory. Dash put a beating on Asheville, 13-3. Winston-Salem winners on the road over the Tourists. That's everything that's gone final. There are 2 games that are currently still going on. One of them is that Hudson Valley-Greensboro game that we told you about earlier, in which Juan Crisp has indeed come on to pitch. It's a 9-9 tie, top of the ninth. Crisp has tossed an inning and 2/3 for the Renegades and allowed 4 runs on 2 hits. So definitely an interesting scenario developing down in North Carolina as Hudson Valley and Greensboro remain tied 9-9, top nine. And then the only other game going on right now is Bowling Green and Hickory, and the Hot Rods jumping all over the Crawdads. They're on top 12-2 in the top of the ninth. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you before we say so long on this Sunday. Triple-A Syracuse fell to Rochester at home 3-2. Blade Tidwell took the loss in that one as he falls to 0-2. Blade ZRA at 5 now with Triple-A Syracuse. Double-A Binghamton shutout 1-0 at the hands of Akron. Tyler Stewart the loss in that one as the Rumble Ponies were shut out. They only had 4 hits in that game as well. So Stewart a tough loss, tough luck loss. Tyler, who did pitch well, 4 innings, 1-run ball, but he does not emerge victorious as Binghamton falls 1-0. That game was actually shortened due to weather as well, only 5 innings. So even though Binghamton shut out, you have to take it with a grain of salt because it was a final in 5. And then single-A St. Lucie, unfortunately, not even close today against Fort Myers as the Twins affiliate took it 14-2 on St. Lucie's home turf. We'll give you a quick look at Major League Baseball as well. Heck of a lot of day games on this Sunday before we say so long. Of course, the Mets gearing up for Sunday Night Baseball. Luis Severino against Javier Assad, who's been a real bright spot in the Cubs rotation all season long. Plenty of games have already gone final. Phillies took down the D-backs this morning, 4-1 in that contest. Atlanta defeated the Yankees in the Bronx. Max Fried the win, Nestor Cortez the loss, Raisel Iglesias his 20th save. Tampa Bay defeated Pittsburgh 3-1 on the road. Paul Skenes pitched very well in that game, but Pittsburgh did fall 3-1 the final. They were held to just 3 hits. Red Sox took down the Reds 7-4 on the road. Detroit 11-2 winners over the White Sox as Chicago falls to 21-58. I believe it was 9-0 in the second inning in that game. Reese Olson the win for Detroit. Miami a win over Seattle down in Florida, 6-4 the final there. Astros defeated the Orioles 8-1. Framber Valdez the win. Cardinals took down the Giants 5-3. Sonny Gray gets his 9th win of the season. And Ryan Helsley picks up, I believe it's his major league leading, 26th save of the season. And how about Max Scherzer in his return to joining the defending world champs? 4-0 win for the Rangers over the Royals as Scherzer earns the win in his return. Couple of games going on right now. Cleveland on top of Toronto 6-5 in the 8th. Colorado ahead of Washington 1-0 in the 8th. Minnesota and Oakland just underway. It's 1-0 Twins bottom 2. And then Brewers-Padres 5-0 Milwaukee bottom of the 3rd. And of course Sunday Night Baseball tonight. Luis Severino, Javier Assad, Mets and Cubs from Wrigley at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
So you finish your day with some Mets baseball, and hopefully the Mets will follow suit like the Cyclones and come away with a victory to finish off what has been a fantastic Sunday. Great crowd on hand, and once again, great crowds all weekend long, right at about 85% capacity all weekend long here on Coney Island. So a big thank you to all the Cyclone fans, all the Brooklynites, everyone that has come out to spend your weekend with us. We'll be back home Monday at July the 1st as Brooklyn will take on Hudson Valley, 7 o'clock first pitch. But make a note of that. It'll be Monday the next time Brooklyn is at home, July the 1st against Hudson Valley. That to help give Brooklyn a home game on July the 3rd, Joey Chestnut bobblehead day. But we'll fill you in on all that starting on Tuesday in Aberdeen. That's when Brooklyn will play next. On the road at 7:05, scheduled first pitch at Lido's Field. Our coverage starts on the Cyclones Radio Network, brooklyncyclones.com/listen, 6:50 Eastern Time with the pregame show. That'll do it for us here on Sunday afternoon. We thank you for joining us for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire crew producing behind the scenes on the TV side, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, our entire great crew of cameramen. And as always, for my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Sunday and your Monday tomorrow as the Brooklyn Cyclones rally 4-8 to defeat the Blue Claws 7-3. We hope to have you with us again Tuesday night in Aberdeen, Maryland, as the Cyclones and Ironbirds meet in Maryland for the first time this season. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday. Talk to you on Tuesday from Maryland.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jeez. Fuck.